Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show Radio on Hear Us Talk, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be. And this is the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama, as I am calling it this week. For the next few Mondays, we will be bringing you some highlights of Best in Show Radio over the course of the past couple of years. Tonight, a lot of Chris and Brian fighting, which is always good. I've always enjoyed it myself. And a lot of other stuff. We're going to start out, though, with a show from last April. I had missed a Sunday morning Best in Show because I decided to go to Shea Stadium in what actually turned out to be the last time I would ever get to go to Shea Stadium. Fred was angry that I missed the show, so he put a spell on the Mets and they did in turn lose. So this is the following week on the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama on Hear Us Talk.
So a couple of days ago, I guess Keith listened to the show, and it, like maybe around 10 o'clock at night, I was sleeping. I get this text message, and it wakes me up.
Wait. You didn't listen to last week's show until a couple of days ago? That's what it was?
No, maybe it was like Sunday Wednesday.
It was Sunday night.
Oh, was it Sunday night?
Oh, because I was so psyched to think that this went on for a week, and you had no idea up until the last minute. I thought that would have been hilarious to me.
Well, I guess what I thought was the middle of the week was that night, I guess.
That's another issue altogether.
Yeah. And it goes, what did you text me, Keith? You said, I hate you or something like that? It was something very mean. And I said, what is he talking?
I called you a slang term for male genitalia that starts with a
pishkadil? You yes. Called him a pishkadil.
I did.
And I forgot what I did. I was like, why would Keith be so mad at me? And then I remembered about the food on the Mets.
I called him a pishkadil parmesan, actually, to really drive
the
point.
I'm starving for pishkadil parmesan right now.
Do you really dislike me, Keith, that I did that and they lost? Because they did lose by a horrible way, too. They lost.
Well, I posted on the message board that I wasn't blaming you. I was blaming the pitcher. But you're second, so. But the good thing is I don't think they've lost since that day. So maybe your voodoo worked a little backwards for what you were looking to do.
I should try it again to see if it really works.
It actually did work perfectly the way you wanted to. He wanted them to lose last week, which brought up to me the idea that we should bring a candle into the room, you know, candles into the room today, because I am now starting to look at you, Fred, as the medicine man of Best in Show. And I think you should be doing voodoo spells week in and week out to try and do something. And, like, I mean, it could be something simple.
Sure, yeah.
Something like, I mean, like, I don't know enough about, like, American Idol. I don't know if you guys do. Like, if you could do a voodoo spell on who should win or lose American Idol this week, that'd be something. Like, I want to give you a couple more trials, and then, like, maybe in, like, 3 weeks, then we just have the wish that we need to hear from someone in radio that's going to give us a job.
See, I could do that. I would be the voodoo man, your medicine man.
So you want to do the, you want to start, were you ready to do this week, or?
I personally am ready to do this week. Why don't you guys entertain the thought while I go get him his candles?
Want to do American Idol? Do we want to start with that? That's a good test.
You guys work it out.
Unfortunately, Keith, I don't know any of the contestants on American Idol.
There's a website.
Unfortunately, guys, I do know all of the contestants on American Idol.
How are you still watching that crap?
I haven't watched it lately, but every like, Wednesday night, I'll be online, and I'll say, oh, let me check who got it knocked off of American Idol.
That's not good. You shouldn't be watching that. That's bad. That's just going to rot your brain.
That's what my doctor told me.
I wonder if voodoo would work on the Pope, because I'm sick about hearing about the Pope, man.
Dude,
sick about it.
Are you kidding? You know how stacked he is magically?
Really?
You'll never make it. It's like if Brian started playing World of Warcraft today and challenged Chris. That's you versus the Pope.
Really? I was wondering if voodoo would work on the Pope, Chris. Like,
I think
I
it would.
Out of the country.
I would say it would. I mean, just as much as his voodoo would.
Yeah, you might
be
right.
Why do you care if the Pope is in the country?
I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of seeing, like, flipping the channel and seeing his face everywhere. I don't know how we've gotten so consumed with the Pope.
Right now, he's doing his, he's at one of the baseball stadiums having a mass.
He's at Yankee Stadium.
Please, I wish he was going to, Wrigley. I want him to be doing, the take me out to the ball game bit for the Cubs. Not Wrigley.
Take me out to the ball game, oh.
Take me out to the ball game. It was the Cubs. It was the guy that used to, Harry Carey used to sing.
Right, but don't now, since he's dead, like, don't
his
all celebrities
it.
Do it?
Oh,
now?
Yeah, yeah, like Bill Murray does it a lot, Jim Belushi.
Yeah, I want him to go there to do that.
See, now, last week I cast a bad spell, like a negative spell. I think I'm going to have to redo the same spell. So if you want somebody off of American Idol that you don't like, maybe I could be good at that. Because I have to bring bad. It's all bad. It's all negative.
I understand. When you're looking at me and trying, you're only doing negative. See, this will be the opposite of what I want. I'm looking for you to
give
hone your good. I want you to be able to get to the point that you could make it so we get a job in radio, not so you
somebody
know,
loses
Howard Stern loses his job, you know, nothing like that.
You want to get a job in radio? Stop doing voodoo spells on the air every week.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that'll work every week.
All right, well, I'll try something good. Keith, who do you want to win American Idol?
It doesn't work that way. See, that's why. See, all right. Let me break down America. You guys got like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me break down American Idol a little bit. Every time somebody says this person got voted off because you know America's racist, or this person got voted off for this, the people don't vote to eliminate someone; they vote for someone, and the person with the least amount of positive votes gets the negative, and they're bumped.
You can't vote against people.
No, you have to vote for someone. You just have to be the least votes.
Isn't that what we do? I thought that's what we do for the presidential election too. We just vote against who we don't want. Isn't that what we always did?
I'm gonna scroll back and forth. I'm gonna start from the end. I'm gonna click on this girl. I don't know her name, but she's 21-year-old Sarasota, Florida resident Saisha Mercado. Her favorite quote is "Be the change that you want to see in the world." That's a message to you, Fred.
Inspiring.
And there you go. So Saisha Mercado, do you need to look at her or anything?
Let me say,
do you
need to get a mental picture? Oh,
that's her right here.
That's her right there.
Okay.
Allow me to translate. Is that her right there?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this
I thought
is her?
That Saisha made a really excellent choice with the song "Vanishing." If I could recapture. I was a teenager writing this song that really ended up being still one of my favorite songs. That was good. Like, it was the one section I was trying to give her a little pointers.
Wait. Yeah, she wrote her own song and she still thinks she's awesome? Is that what's happening here? Wait,
what? No, what's her name? I forget. Really, I forget the name of the
Paula Abdul
star.
Kelly Clarkson?
No.
J-Lo, Mariah Carey?
No, but it's one of those.
There's someone
this
else.
Is even a better game. Put the game show music on.
There's someone else on American Idol.
Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah Carey. Great
job. Maybe it's Mariah Carey.
Yeah, she was on the show last week.
So it's her. See, that's how much I know. I don't even know the celebrities that are mine.
Dude, E equals MC squared?
So she's doing one of her songs, and Mariah Carey is like talking her through it.
Okay.
And this is her.
Which one? Who is this? Mariah or Chakizzy?
Dude, this is Saisha Mercado. This is the star.
I wish I had a voodoo spell for laryngitis.
To give it to me?
Why not? She doesn't sound bad. It's not a good song, but she's doing a fine job. Let's hear it.
Can we stop this?
Chris is enthralled.
I gotta be honest, man. I'm gonna feel a little bad if you wish bad on this girl. I think she's a sweetheart. I think she's an angel. Could you try and make this a positive spell? Okay, let's try and get her to win this week.
You want? He's just gonna try to keep her on. That's it.
Yeah. So here's what you would
do. That won't prove anything to me.
So again, the medicine that you were doing. Okay, so we got to vote someone off then. All right, vote her off then. Forget it. I already hate her.
How many contestants do we have?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. There's a white guy with dreadlocks, if you want to.
Oh, what's his name?
Jason Castro.
Yeah, he has to go. He has to go. Save my girl. I'm a big fan of
Mariah
Carey.
I thought he was okay because he sang a Leonard Cohen song. I thought that bought him some...
So Jason Castro, we're voting off. Jason Castro with the dreads.
So I guess with the
with
idea...
With the dreads. The dreads.
The idea of what you do, now we think bad things on one candle and good things on the other, and we blow out the bad candle. Blow out the good candle. So if we wanted to do a good thing, then I guess we should do it the other way, just blow out the bad candle.
The
it's a good idea going forward. Maybe throughout the show. Oh, come on, get Mariah Carey off there, please.
She gave me a cool melody. She was like, here.
This is Jason Castro.
He's very pretty.
Yeah, I loved it.
Stop lighting the candles, man. I can't listen to
He's actually phone. Playing guitar. I mean, there's a person on there who plays an instrument.
Maybe we shouldn't vote him off. He has a talent.
I'll let him play something.
I don't want to hear him. I can't.
All right.
I'm saying I personally can't hear him. Because if No. I don't want to, is what I'm saying. Because then he'll be endeared to me.
So the good. So we're voting this kid off.
We're voting him off. Jason Castro. Peace out.
The good candle's been lit. Everybody think a good thought. Say a good thought. Chris.
Puppies. Rainbows. Ice cream.
Ping pong.
Dead Nazi Pope.
Dick Doug.
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Last week. Oh, no, I don't have a show today. I'm free today.
Okay, now I'm lighting the bad thought candle. The bad thought candle has been lit. Let's think some bad thoughts. Jason Castro.
So I was thinking, let's have Fred and Brian join the show, Keith.
Live Nazi Pope.
God, Keith is back this week. Damn. What? He put a lawn chair to the studio? What?
Okay, now I'm going to blow out the good candle. The good thought candle. To leave the bad thoughts to linger.
To burn. To burn forever. I've got to be quite honest with you. I don't think I focused nearly enough bad because I was just laughing to myself the whole time listening to you guys. There was no anger at all in my thing. So I will take responsibility if this
but
doesn't work.
But is it about
work.
Anger? Is there any bad or good?
Yeah, obviously.
So if this kid gets voted off next week, Keith, you got to admit that my voodoo is pretty strong.
But it's always it always balances out because you know what you did last week? You gave a positive to the Milwaukee Brewers, and this week you'll be giving a positive to four other contestants on American Idol.
True.
I don't think it's a question of whether every action has a reaction that could be a different type of thing. It's just a matter of that he controls the world. Basically, he is the master of the universe, is what we're saying here.
Yes! By the way, I'm so paranoid about my health that the second you guys start trying to knock people off, I am out of here.
Really?
I'll have nothing to do with it.
Wait, paranoid about your health or paranoid about superstition and God and whatnot and crazy?
Paranoid about my health and superstitious.
I don't think I'll use it to kill anybody, my voodoo. I don't think I could use it for that.
I would be comfortable with you doing that. I think you should be doing that on the show. I think we should be doing that on a regular basis, depending on how this goes. Let's just ride it out. Let's see where we go.
If Castro gets voted off next week, we'll check it out.
If Castro gets voted out of Cuba next week, then we know that you have to rehone your skill a little bit. That you're shooting a little wild.
The aim is off. Voodoo strong, just aim a little lower.
You got it.
Oh, wait, ESPN breaking news. Ramon Castro of the Mets just broke his leg.
In six places.
Did you clean that thing out since last week?
But he can sing. He sings like a dream now for some reason. Take me to the hospital.
Of course you can. Well, I couldn't before.
So it's bestinshowbestshowradio.com. I guess we should really be addressing the fact, I mean, that we've kind of addressed it here. Seriously, let's talk about this. What was your issue last week? I mean, or did you have an issue last week with the fact that Fred actually did a voodoo spell on the air against your team? Because we were talking about it, we were joking about it, whatever, and I brought up the fact that, you know, it's kind of a tremendous thing for you to deal with stuff like that, to have someone attack your baseball team and how deep and dear your baseball team is to you.
Not really. It's more aggravating to talk to someone like Deja while the Mets are losing, you know, like.
Oh, sorry, your team sucks, man.
Fred, I thought it would be a bummer to Keith because that was his last time at Chase Stadium. It's the last time he'll ever be.
It won't be the last time. It won't be the last time.
I almost went two days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, he blew off our show for something that he'll do 16 okay. more times this year.
But I thought just in case, you know, let me.
So it was the voodoo was well worth the voodoo. It was well worth it the blues. Well worth it. Thank you, God.
It's voodoo. How could he possibly be scared of that? It's you in a couch.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Because God is the all control.
No, that's
voodoo
that he does.
No, God is the king of voodoo. I thought.
No, he's not.
Oh no, sorry. You're the king of all voodoo.
Exactly.
Ooh, Robin.
I got
the king of all voodoo.
Keith, you taking me to a baseball game this season? I kind of want to see it. This is the last season that they're going to be in their stadium, right?
I would love it. I would love it. I think it would be good.
I'm down.
Can you give me a little runoff of what you ate at the stadium, Keith?
Yes. Yeah, actually, let me do that.
That interests me.
In the morning, I had an apple.
Okay.
And then I had about maybe a couple hours later, I had...
No, sorry. I was having a little celebration to myself over something I saw in the chat room. Garlic is pointing out that we should start doing Best in Show voodoo shirts. And they will be this week. They will be coming, voodoo shirts this week.
You're listening to the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama. I hate that name, by the way, now that I've been saying it a few times. So maybe I'll continue with it tonight. Maybe not. But anyway, Fred's voodoo did not work that week as Jason Castro lasted on American Idol for another 3 weeks after that. Carly Smithson was voted off, so maybe he misfired, as we were saying he could. Coming up now, we have a clip of the first ever show where Rob Giggs was in studio with us. Now, he wasn't our producer yet. He was only in the studio getting the lay of the land. It was July 5th of 2008. And he is introduced to the Best in Show studio through Chris and Brian having a huge technical fight right at the beginning of the show on Best in Show Radio on the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Turn the mics on. Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
It sounds,
Hello, everyone sounds talking okay. To microphones, please. Keep going. Go.
Hello. Check. Keep one, on. Two, three, hello. Four.
Is that how you're actually talking to the show?
Or hello. Four, yes. Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello.
Five.
Hello.
Hey,
what's
hello.
Up?
On which? Where did you see the
people?
On that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. It's not going louder.
Louder.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely take that down. Yes. I'm telling you, where our voices peak is not supposed to be just barely
not
above
it. Not barely above it.
Take what down? This source
the,
down?
No, the audio source needs to come down. I'm telling you, it's bouncing too close to where our loud voices are.
Brian. That's... Are you sure about that? Well,
yes, I am sure about that.
Even when we record,
yes,
does
I
it
am,
drop?
Yes, I am sure about that. I'm not
okay,
telling you,
okay,
I'm not
okay,
telling
okay,
you to
okay,
change
okay,
it
okay,
on
okay,
the
okay,
day.
Okay, okay, okay.
Three.
Okay.
One, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. Not the... Brian.
Yes,
look
I'm
at
listening.
Me.
I'm
look
looking
me,
and listening.
That's not what you're supposed
I understand.
To be touching.
I understand. So tell me.
One,
the
two.
The music input. The music input.
Well, that's why...
Go down.
Well, that's... Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Check. One, two.
Don't talk. When we talk, we're barely going above that. We're barely above that. It's supposed to be a good bit lower. Turn the music down.
That's where you want the music.
But when we're talking this way, it's
okay. It will. If you want it this way, we'll keep it this way.
We have to have a pissing contest the first day, I guess.
This is
we're having a pissing contest right now. Instead of you offering
ladies
an opinion to the contrary.
My opinion? This is way too low. This should be much louder,
whatever
and then when we talk, I should turn it
whatever
down.
You want to do. All
right, so how are we doing?
Just start it. Just start the show. Just start, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just start, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're not going to
do it? It's 11:07 already.
That's you're not going to do it previously?
No, just go ahead.
Are you ready with the recording? 7, 6, five.
It's not time yet.
4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
If we want to start the show up with a pissing contest, we can. But, like, there's no reason to. I'm talking about a bus. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, the biggest piece of garbage on the radio.
And we'll have a lot more Brian and Chris fighting later on in the show. I know that is always pretty popular. Right now, though, we have a moment from, I believe, I'm not even going to pretend to know when it's from. It's from 2008, though, that much I know. Yeah, I did a really good job keeping dates next to me here. But this show in particular got a little weird because Chris suddenly sprung it on us that he missed 9/11. And what I mean by that is he missed the feeling that he had on 9/11. And I guess the more you listen to it, you'll figure out sort of what he meant. On the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, it's the Best in Show Radio. Monday night, remember when this happened, Bacular.
Did that freak you out?
If you guys want to talk about it, you want to talk about things, it's weird. On my list of topics to discuss today...
Okay.
Handwriting?
Sorry, I have it written here that says, do something horrible. And I guess that will be a kind of a tie-in.
I think we covered that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what we call a segue, as I'm going to try and move forward.
A segue?
What's that? Well, it depends. Segui servers. That's why I go online. No, do something horrible. So one of the thoughts that I thought of this week, as I was preparing for this week's show, a totally different topic here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. We can get us on the hottest of all lines if you so choose, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Joe, Best in Show Rick, and Show Rick Best Guy 3. I'm kind of in the back of my mind, almost fantasizing and romanticizing the idea that maybe someone on this show will do something terrible in their life. I don't know, something terrible.
You mean like murder?
Maybe murder, maybe suicide.
Rape?
Maybe commit a crime. Do something awful. And that I can actually go back into our archives and play tapes of the fact that, oh my God, listen to what he said in advance. Yeah. He let us all know in advance about this. And I love the concept of wishing. Like, and I said, it's weird because like I don't wish it, but I do wish it. That I wish that one of us here does something awful, that we can go back and listen to awful tapes of us.
Well, I'm sure like you can probably take pretty... I mean, we've late enough tape now that you can take anything totally out of context and make it sound like we already have done something awful, you know? Like, we could assemble this. We could just make the assumptions about what the awful thing would be.
Well, Chris, when you were thinking about this, did you think of, like, who would be the first person to do something awful? Because you probably had something in your head of a person and of a situation.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I've personally done anything horrible that I see myself as being the one. I'm just saying, in general, I love the idea of being able to trap someone later. I guess kind of the whole thing is it goes back to, like, the fact of O.J. talking trash on his wife on Howard Stern's show years before he killed her.
Oh.
Allegedly. You know? Something like that. And I don't know what made me think of this week. And it's just, you know, just something that I just thought. Just randomly thought. And like I said, I was seeing the words do something horrible on my page in front of me as I was talking about stretching out my urethra, I thought was an appropriate segue.
I thought you were going to hit me with a bottle when I saw that. I thought when you got to that point.
Topic number five.
And I mean, you know, what's... I'm sure we've all already done something horrible. In you know,
didn't
someone's
we horrible?
Eye. In someone's eyes.
Not at the
horrible.
Level he's talking about, though. Like, because what could we have done that he could go back and say, oh, well, listen. You know,
I'm talking about in a news report that when someone comes to me and says, so, when did you find out that Fred was a serial rapist? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, oh, well, that would be in episode 98 of Best in Show when he said.
I like to choke a girl.
I think
little.
It'd be great to choke a girl while I'm peeing.
You know? I don't sound like that.
Duh.
I don't sound like that.
Duh.
I don't sound like that. Come on. Stop making fun of me. And I would never pee on a woman.
Oh, why not? So nice.
What about at her?
About her.
Just like near her, sort of gesturing at her while you're peeing.
Yeah, you're like aiming at her. Oh, you better come over here.
Because I think us doing something horrible would boost the promotion of the show.
Oh my God!
Do you know what I mean?
Going back to our suicide show that we had, where we talked about it like a couple of weeks ago, one of the suicide notes that I wrote to members of my band was the fact that, hey, now that I killed myself, you guys could become famous. Right. If one of you guys would do something rotten, I'll be on K Rock tomorrow.
Who takes the hit? Rock, paper, scissors?
No, that's on our old station.
I mean, Brian would definitely take the hit, right? Is Brian the craziest out of all four of us?
And it's not a matter of who's craziest.
Well, who's going to do this bad act? I'm thinking out of all of us, it's probably Brian.
Wow.
I'm looking around the room.
He's focusing on me too much.
I mean, Keith doesn't have enough energy. Look at Keith. He doesn't even have enough energy to open his eyes. He's not going to do anything bad.
Keith will do something bad. He's not going to show up for his endoscopy in a couple of weeks. Right. That's the bad thing he's going to do.
You know, I do get pretty severe road rage. I could see myself if I ever did anything bad, it would be like ripping someone out of their car and like bashing their head in or something like that.
Exactly.
That would be the bad thing because they like didn't go when the light turned green or something. Because I'm a freak show on the road.
And we have a winner.
I don't think that's when Brian would. I think if it involved infidelity, Brian might kill someone. Judging from that last episode, well, not that last episode, but that episode we had where...
the most recent last episode.
Where I'm talking and everyone's like, dude, you're crazy. And Brian's like, nope.
No, I definitely would. It would definitely hit home if infidelity happened. But I don't think that I would... I'd be sad and things, you know, wouldn't go well. I'd be angry, but no, I don't think it. I'd probably have an easier time murdering a stranger on the road than the woman who broke my heart.
What if you found out, all you could find out was that the guy kept calling her Poppy, but you
weren't. Real funny, Keith. Real funny.
So then it would be like a double situation? We could play the tapes of Brian on the air, we could play the tapes of Fred on the air. Oh, man. It'll be me and you again. Oh, the good old days. Oh, sorry.
None of us would ever do anything like that. I mean,
I'm sorry. I was fantasizing. Wow. I just felt something crazy rub up against my leg, and it was Fred underneath the table going to the bathroom.
He was docking with you.
He was looking for a full body dock there.
I was like, wow, when did I buy a dog? When did I buy a dog and store him underneath this table? So then the immediate reaction... and the immediate thought as I write number 4, do something horrible to have tape to go to. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is a creepy one.
That wasn't creepy?
It gets creepier.
Jeez.
Horrible experiences / thoughts. Do you long for them?
Do I long for bad?
Do you long for them? Allow me to set the stage.
Yeah.
If you would. On September 12th, 2001, the feelings started to settle in my stomach, and I didn't feel so insane anymore. Oh, maybe it was September 13th, September 14th, because I did have problems for a few days after September 11th. Whatever day it was, I started having, you know, I started finally settling in my stomach. Because for the first few days after, I was convinced that there were dudes driving through my neighborhood and I was listening to police scanners and looking out my window. Because obviously, if people are committing crimes against our country, they're coming to my house to try and, I don't know, sabotage my EverQuest or whatever it was that I was doing at that point in my life. So that was, hey, the dog's back. And that was one thing. So let's say September 15th, even 4 days later. I almost longed for or wanted to experience the feeling of the terror that I actually felt on September 11th again. It was the feeling. It was the being in my backyard minutes after hearing the Pentagon got hit with a plane after the two towers were already hit, that I went into my backyard and I had quit smoking at that point already. I think I've spoken in the past. I quit smoking in like 99, and I was smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer at like 9 o'clock in the morning, just totally devastated and destroyed, thinking, "All right, this is it." And the terror and horror that was going through my head. It was such a unique and awful and crazy feeling that someplace in my mind, not to say that I want this awful thing to happen again, because that is certainly not what I'm saying. It's my personal reaction that I almost long for. It's this weird, it's the weird, strangely enough, tying it into the SDM story. It's like a pleasure of pain thing of wanting to experience this awfulness again.
I think what it might be is possibly the excitement, even though it was like a, you know, washed in negativity, that unique kind of excitement, which is something like, you know, that it was such a unique thing that maybe the uniqueness, like you said, is what you wanted, you know, like, so it was like that rush, like you can extract a rush from something that's negative, you know, like, and
I do think it has a lot to do with extracting the rush. I think 100% that's what it is. And I don't know if I'm like, I mean, today, April 2008, I will find myself randomly thinking of that day, not from a sadness standpoint, not thinking about the people I know that passed that day, because I do know people that passed that day. Like, not thinking of stuff like that, thinking of my personal sensation that day, and thinking like, wow, that'd be awesome to feel that again. Which is nuts. I'll admit, that's crazy. When I talk about before, you're saying, hey, what weird things do you do in the bedroom? How about weird things that I do in my regular life? The fact that I think of that and almost long for that feeling.
I can't even believe that you felt anything, because when I felt sort of a numbness. It was, I didn't really feel anything.
Okay.
At that time.
You felt no terror. You felt no sort of, oh my God, shock in the body. So I will say that immediately, and I don't know how, on April 20th or 21st, whatever the hell day it is, that we're doing a 9/11 retrospective now. But like, it was almost the thing of the feeling that I got in my stomach was, oh my God, the world is actually going to end. We're all going to be dead soon, because we're going to have World War III soon.
But the fact that you want that feeling is crazy, because oh my God, psychiatrists would have a field day with this.
Yeah.
Now, do you also think back to other bad...
The entire time I was waiting for the horrible, horrible character that was on our XM Night of 100 Politics. This is Dr. Freud to come in and make comments on this.
Do you think back to other bad points of your life too, and try to in the same way? Do you try to extract the feeling, because you're trying to feel something?
I have not extracted sadness from real events other than the 9/15 date. You know, I have thought about the idea of coming home and finding my family dead.
Oh Jesus, why?
Not that I've fantasized about, but I've daydreams on, oh my God, how much would that suck if that happened?
Oh, that's a different story.
It's not though.
The how much would it suck thing, this is something we've discussed about me in the past. Like, that's where part of the reason that I've called it OCD, I thought it was, is that sometimes that's all I could think of. Sometimes I can't go to sleep at night, you know, like, because thinking of, like, what are the worst possible things that could happen? What would be the worst?
There's a subtle difference that we're talking about here. It's almost like he's kind of yearning for the dramatic
and understand
feeling. Not necessarily good or bad, but it's like he wants...
I understand. I just want it to be said. I want nothing. I swear to God, if anything happened to my family, it would be, you know, then you'll go back to the tapes, because then I will go on a killing spree and I'll lose my mind if anything ever happened to my family, because my family is my wife and daughter are the most important things in the world to me.
But it's the
bar
feeling.
None. But the sensation, like
the
you said,
adrenaline
the
rush.
The oh my God, this terror, this awfulness is happening to me that I... Like, you know, most closely related to the whole SDM thing. Like, I like the idea of the bad feeling.
I don't understand that. I don't see the pleasure in that. I don't get what the pleasure you're getting out of it.
Well, it's not a pleasure. I understand what you're saying. I understand how your question. Yeah. But also understand that you, personally, knowing you, and as I've known you for years, you're kind of almost... detached
made
from
of
emotion.
Rubber.
Made of water.
Yes.
I find you to be detached from emotion.
Totally. Definitely
so,
detached. And I find you the opposite. I find you being an
too emotional?
Yes.
It just strikes me that maybe
too
you're...
Too emotional, but that could be just, you know, you're very passionate about something. You know, that's not a bad thing, being too emotional.
So I'm not crazy. So I'm not nuts. so I know that someone else in this world knows what I'm talking about. Gigs in the chat room. When I watch my daughter walk down the stairs, I think how horrible it would be if she fell right now.
Well, and that's what Keith was saying before, that I think all of us, to a certain level, see things and have horrible thoughts that flash into our head. But the difference that I think you've communicated so far is that you kind of look back at the experiences that you had, the adrenaline rush, if you will, and not the bad things that are attached to it, but that first pinpoint of feeling that you actually have an urge to feel. And I'd like an adrenaline thing. I don't think Rob Giggs or Keith actually want to have that feeling.
So you guys are... Okay, so it's... I want to have the feeling without the actual thing happening.
Right.
Yeah. I'm
Whereas I think these
feeling.
Guys are more thinking about the happening and saying, "Oh my God,
like
what would happen
bad
if?"
Is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right,
which I
right,
do
right.
to a certain extent as well. I guess I don't really have an urge to have like that kind of adrenaline rush, but you know I will
today. I want to have the feeling I felt on the morning of 9/11.
Yeah.
But just once, I want to feel it again. When I drive by an airport. I want to see a plane crash. Not because I want the people on a plane to die, because I want to feel the terror of that moment.
But when you see that plane crash, all you're going to do is just drive away, and it's just going to be, you're going to forget about it. So what is
I don't know.
That?
I don't know. I want to see a car accident happen inches away from me. I want that sensation.
You know what? You know what? I think I might know what you're talking about, because, and this is weird, because this happened 2 days ago. I heard... two cars with the loudest screeches ever, and for some reason, and I even thought about it afterwards, for some reason I was thinking, I want to hear that, the pow,
yeah,
afterwards,
right.
you know,
happen.
Like, I want to hear that they crashed into each other. Now, when I actually thought about it, it would be like, oh, you know, I wouldn't want that to happen, you know,
well,
like,
of course,
obviously, but that right there, I desired to hear that crash, and it was like... anticlimactic for a split second, like it didn't happen.
It's a money shot.
But then I actually thought about it. I was like, wow, why would you have wanted that to happen? I can't even believe I didn't associate it until you just said it.
It's not the sadness. It's not the bad thing that's happening. It's the emotion that gets kicked up from the bad thing happening. And again, Giggs just pointed out perfectly, wow, I just witnessed a tragedy. Mm-hmm. It's the experiencing the tragedy. It's the experience of tragicness, I should say, as opposed to the tragedy itself. I don't want something to happen to people on planes. I don't want something to happen to my wife and kids. I don't want people to get into car accidents around the road. But there is some sort of...
But you'll slow down and look
visceral,
at one of those accidents in front of you.
Well, of course. But that's human nature. There's a visceral... I don't want to say enjoyment.
Entertainment?
Excitement. I think it's an excitement.
There's like maybe an endorphin that kicks
adrenaline.
In from that adrenaline, whatever it may be.
But don't you think...
What was that movie with Michael Stratham?
Crank?
Rush?
Rush. No.
Crank?
Whoa. Let's all back up. Let's take it easy. Jason Statham. Is
correct. Joseph Stroxham.
Crank. But that's not. Is it a stress reliever for you, Chris? Because it seems to me that it would be a stress bringer honor instead of a stress reliever. Do you
inducer
know what I mean?
Is the word I like to use.
Bringer honor is more comedic.
The quicker bringer honor was the bounty paper towel.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think that's. Do you find a solace, a comfort in that?
I'm going to run out a second. I'll try to trip and hurt myself.
Man, is there a way that we can make the air conditioner actually blow cold in here? Because I'm sweating like a pig. The window vent is open. Okay. So it's blowing the hot air that it's venting out of the room into our room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Instantly, it feels cooler.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Does it relieve stress? What does that do? What does that feeling bring to you?
Yeah, just forget it. Shut the heat off, maybe. Put it on fan. Hit mode. Yeah, there you go. This is good for the air. You get it to where it says fan. Hit it again.
Again, I think it's just the adrenaline burst. I mean, you also are a guy who takes every opportunity to like jump into a mosh pit if one happens to be around.
It's 2008. I haven't jumped in a mosh pit in many years, but
maybe a year or two.
I'm wondering what you're trying to seek in this. I know you're trying to seek some rush, but I don't know what you're getting from it. I don't know what you're actually getting from it.
White as Brent in the chat room. It's like watching a guy in a wheelchair trying to cross a street at a busy intersection. You're rooting for the guy to make it across. But at the same time, you want to see him not make it across that bus lane. Not because you want something bad to happen to the guy, because you want to experience that horror of, oh my God, when this happened.
But experiencing that horror, it's a bad thing. It shouldn't...
You guys, sir. Oh, I'm not suggesting any of this is good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't have that. I have worse. I have it where like I'll see someone out in the street, like taking too long to cross the road or just not paying attention or something, and I'll kind of there'll be a part of me that will like I wish that person had to pay a price. You know, like that person cut in front of that person, he should crash.
He should die.
I'm wishing that person is going
totally 100% exactly. Different thing. Yeah, when a guy cuts you off driving fast, you hope that 20 minutes down the road when you're in traffic, it's because he flipped. That's a different story.
Yeah, not even just cutting me off, just seeing it on the street, seeing people kind of like wandering around, you know, the street, looking up in the store. I want to see them kind of get hit by a car.
Interesting.
Sometimes.
Stop collecting the tapes on Brian.
Interesting, yeah. Totally start collecting the tapes on it.
That's what I mean. That's it's worse.
Interesting concept from gigs in the chat room. It's an escape from reality to forget about what's important to your life and focus on something else that will totally take control of everything. It's like this new all-encompassing feeling because of the terror of this moment, because of the shock and the horror of this moment that's in there.
So basically you get a day off of work. That's what you're gunning for.
It's not, though. It's not. I understand it can go that way. I really can't talk anymore.
Totally.
You guys got something to show without me.
Isn't this the same? Is the same idea? Like when people see breaking news, they see the breaking. Although they use that constantly now on like the news stations. But if you see breaking news, when you go running to the TV, it's not because you say, "Oh my God, is everything okay? I hope nothing bad happened." Because you want to know what happened. You get a rush from seeing that something big happened. You know.
Oh, I agreed. You know what it is? I think I had a revelation in there. I think I could be a tornado chaser.
Would be a tornado chaser?
I think I could be a tornado chaser because of it. Because the horror and experiencing that horror...
Stop that.
What, you don't like that?
Wait, I was wondering who was doing that.
I think it's probably actually to the point where that's cutting out your words on the recording.
You want to live that life, adrenaline-filled? You don't know whether you're going to come
out of this alive or not? No, I want to do it like once.
Okay, yeah.
I want to do it like once.
See, just be a fireman then. You know, don't be a tornado chaser.
I might get burnt.
See, that's the thing.
I want to be a spectator of the horror.
Now, do you like to bungee jump and stuff like that? Do you do like...
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Are you an adrenaline chaser?
My bungee jump, my season pass is on my refrigerator. You didn't notice it when you came in here? I can't stop bungee jumping. They use industrial strength cables to keep me up, though.
Does that interest you, like that, or
no.
Parachuting or anything like that?
No.
That doesn't get you?
It's not a personal... threat that I'm afraid of or that I revel in. It is the tragedy. It's really what it is. It's the tragedy that I find compelling.
We are sick human beings, man. Human beings are absolutely insane. I just can't. I can't relate to that for some reason. I don't know what. I don't know what it is. But maybe I do it in my, you know... I do slow down when you see a car accident, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you shouldn't see. But I would definitely not want to relive certain moments of my life.
What are the moments? Let's remove it for a second.
Okay.
What are the moments? Because to me, the one that keeps recurring in my head over and over again is 9/11. What is the moment in your life that you do not want to relive?
Okay, I got to think about that.
I was on. I was driving in like one of those five.
By the way, I find it amazing that I'm saying, "What do you not want to relive? Relive it now."
Now, exactly, yeah.
Brian. Relive it.
It's sort of like a brain burn event, and every once in a while, it flashes in my head. I was driving in like a five lane freeway in San Diego, and it's bumper to bumper. No one changes lanes. Everyone just goes really fast. And a motorcycle rider was in front of the car in front of me.
I call them pilots.
And he fell off of his motorcycle, and the car ran over him and, like, squashed his head, basically right in front of me. And it was really creepy. that's like, burned into my brain now. I did not like seeing it. I don't like the feeling of going back and like thinking about it or anything. It's
so
crazy.
So we're dragging you into something you don't want to be in by trying to reestablish this in your mind right now.
It pops in my head every once in a while, particularly when I see a motorcycle or something. Bang! That image comes in. So it's not like you're forcing it on me, but I guess what I'm saying is I don't feel the urge to go back and like see it or witness it or get that again. That's the first one that came to mind.
Keith?
I've been thinking, I don't know.
I mean, what comes to mind with me, I was shooting BB guns with my father. I might have been like 10, 11 years old, shooting BB guns in Pennsylvania. And we're just shooting at a bottle or in a target. And then all of a sudden I see a bird, like, up on a top of a tree. And I'm like, oh, let me see if I can hit that bird. And it was so far away. My dad was like, oh, yeah, go ahead, try to hit it. You probably won't hit it. And I shoot for the bird, and I get it. I hit the bird on my first shot, and I just see it fall from the tree. And, like, we walk over to it, and it's, like, still alive. And, like, we got to kill the bird. And I felt so bad about even shooting at it. I really didn't even want to shoot at it.
And that's how I became a vegetarian.
Yeah, that's maybe. That might be it. But
it's not nearly the same scale as what I was thinking. But to your personal psyche,
yes,
probably maybe more so damaging to you than Brian seeing a dude get smashed up to bits.
Totally, because it was my fault. At least it wasn't Brian's fault that he got smashed up to bits. You know what I mean? I feel...
But I feel your whole thing with vegetarianism was because you don't like the taste.
I don't, but maybe that has etched its...
You fooled yourself into thinking that?
Into thinking, he fooled himself into thinking that he's making a casual choice as opposed to a moral choice.
Yeah.
I would say it has to be 9/11 for me, too, because... my mother worked in the building on Barclay Street, right across the street from there, and we thought she was still in it while we're watching that second building fall, and we have no, like, way to get in touch, so that was pretty scary. That's probably, like, the height of negative emotion I've reached.
And had no desire to relive that.
I have no desire to relive that.
I had an interview scheduled in a building right across the street from World Trade Center on 9/11/2001. And in the wave of the news and all the horror and the emotion that was happening, I'm now faxing the company whose building no longer exists to try to reschedule an appointment and like, you know.
I actually...
Just in case you get this, I'm not sure. It's probably not appropriate for me to do it.
I would love to see those faxes.
I actually sent them.
I would love
them.
To see those faxes.
I actually
those are the ones you sent me when you sent me cover letters?
Yeah, yeah.
I have these.
I gave
you
him
have the
cover
faxes.
Letters.
I have them in my house, yeah.
Hey, if you guys are still alive, I'd really love to reschedule.
It was kind of like that a little bit.
I would love to see those. I would love to see those. That'll be the front page. That'll be the new splash for bestinshowradio.com.
In lieu of the fact of the... Of all is what's happened. I felt awful doing it, but, I mean, I was scheduled for an interview.
What with your office space being renovated and all, I would love to reschedule.
But yeah, seriously. That was really... I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just blow... I mean, obviously, I wasn't going to go down there and be in the interview. There was a mass exodus out of the city.
Standing there in a pile of soot and ash saying, I'm here for an interview.
Exactly.
Officer, you don't understand. I have an interview.
But what am I supposed to do?
I'm out of work right now. You don't understand how important this is.
So exactly. So my thought was I should just
you
let
don't
this go.
My ex-girlfriend went to school up in Manhattan and... And she was calling me that day saying, please call my job, because it's a job I used to work at too. And she's saying, please call my job. Tell them I can't come in. I can't make it because of the traffic. And I'm like, are you insane? Like, you're definitely going to be fired if you don't make it to work today.
Was it selling comics at that job?
Yes, maybe it was. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do if Fantastic Four 279 doesn't get sold today? I got news for you. I don't want to be a jerk to friends and companies, but that son of a bitch opened up his store on September 12th.
Yeah, we
September 12th.
Well, it was a Wednesday, wasn't it?
To sell freaking comic books.
It was a Wednesday.
New comic day.
What are you
going
to do?
Oh, it's new comic day?
I mean, did he sell a comic book that day?
We had issues.
Vanessa in the chat room, her boss made her stay open and sell comics on 9/11.
Oh, God.
Wait, in Manhattan?
I believe she worked at, I don't know
did.
If I'm allowed
oh,
to say
right,
it,
yeah.
But she worked in a place in Midtown selling comics.
She didn't.
It's crazy. It's crazy that someone would force someone to stay in Manhattan
that's the other comic
on that day.
On September 11th.
Absolutely. How could you do that? That's,
yeah, but the next day, and I asked them about that, and I was like, you know, those friends you're talking about, I was like, what is the deal? Why? Did people need comics that day? And their reasoning was people needed an escape.
Right.
If we give in to terror, then the terrorists will win. We can't give in to terror. People have to know what happened to the thing when he decided to fight the abomination.
I'm almost okay with the next day. In fact, like if it is a comic book store, and it is, I mean, I know I was making a joke, but it's Wednesday, and kids probably want to go out there and get their comics. And yeah, I mean,
kids want to step over the rubble to go to a comic store. That's the thing. Like, it's
well,
there
it wasn't.
I
have to imagine. No, I would absolutely not. If there's a comic book on Chambers Street, the store on Chambers Street, it should be opening on September 12th, 2001. But if it's up in Midtown or something like that, yeah, sure. What the heck?
Nah.
But keeping them, keep making your employees stay in the middle of all that horror when panic is ensuing and everyone's just exodus. There's a mass exodus off of the island. You're forcing your employees to stay. I think I'd have to quit. I think that would be the end of it.
I mean, unfortunately, life goes on. You got to do what you got to do.
There was one place open that day. Everywhere around here, there was one place open, and it was Domino's Pizza. I remember going there with my brother.
Cheesy bread. I would have got cheesy bread to deal with the tragedy.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
My God. How could you not? You can't cook on a day like that. Food places should be open in moments of terror.
You sure? Maybe you're not.
I'm being dead serious.
Because people aren't going to cook at home.
Exactly.
They're just busy. You know,
that deli across the street from the World Trade Center? Keep those guys there?
No, not there. Not in the epicenter of where it is, but around. You know,
those guys got to eat too.
I was going to make a joke, but those guys were, if they were open, they were there helping the people, you know, making food for the people that were working.
Absolutely.
You were saying, Keith?
I think that another thing that you probably become, this makes more sense that, oh, not that it makes more sense, but people might be relate to it more, is that feeling of relief from those incidents, or that feeling of worry being lifted off your shoulders. That's something I constantly feel myself wanting to relive again. That sigh of relief feeling is like it's almost like a high. As a matter of fact, it's almost the equivalent to like being sick from, you know, needing a drug and then getting it. It's that same, that high of relief is like a something I crave.
I never had that experience with the whole September 11th thing. It just kind of faded gradually, and I mean, I was a mess for way too long. I was bawling at commercials. You know what I mean? Just watching stupid commercials where like a family gets together, had nothing to do with 9/11.
The Blockbuster hamster, look at him dancing. He's so cute.
I felt like such a jerk sitting there crying at like Geico commercials and stuff. It was just ridiculous.
My the favorite fact that you just went back years and pulled out a commercial from them is very impressive to me.
Oh, because I remember that whole time. That whole time was a huge thing. I wasn't crying at it, but
maybe you just missed that hamster.
Just so you know, the at that same time, I received my hot box, my first hot box to receive illegal cable weeks before 9/11, like 9/10, maybe. No, whatever. Like maybe a week or two before is when I got it. And the bad Nicolas Cage movie where he woke up with insomnia, like
Family Man?
Yeah, okay, Family Man. I was going to say Family Guy.
I saw that on jury duty.
Okay, well, that movie was one of the things that was playing right after it happened regularly on pay-per-view. And one of the opening scenes of it is him driving to the city, watching the World Trade Center in the background as he's driving in. And that was, I watched that a bunch of times. I don't know why that just came into my head, but it did.
Little tearjerker when you see it.
I didn't squirt. I'm telling you, I got to be 100% honest with you. I swear to Christ, I do not think, well, if he existed anyway. I don't think I cried once from the 9/11 experience, which is this weird...
It broke me. It was crazy. Like, I don't think I had emotions up to that point. It's like all of a sudden it happened, and it just I grew emotions. It was crazy.
Nuts. Yeah, and when did they leave since then? In the chat room, White Ass Brent is pointing out he had to work 14 hours that day, and he could not wait to get home to see people jumping out of the building.
Right, because you hear the stories.
You talked about it earlier. You mentioned the Church of Euthanasia. The Church of Euthanasia, like on, you know, a week later,
September 12th,
had the most awful video.
Still there.
Which kind of ties into the whole concept of what I'm feeling and this whole reliving the terror thing to a certain extent, although I think that their angle is slightly different, but there's a similar underwriting theme in there of them doing a thing of, I like to watch. And I suggest everyone go to coe.org, which is the Church of Euthanasia website, and you can actually go see the website and go see this video, and it's awful, awful graphic video of the Trade Center's both buildings being hit with planes and a guy masturbating watching it.
Oh. And they're editing it between like pornography clips going, you know, between it and like
but it is
ejaculating.
It is a weird sensation and a weird terror embrace. And again, the Church of Euthanasia, I think, went over the top with it. And I think it was too much. It's one of the most awful things ever, but it's the same concept. It's just to the 10th power.
Perry Farrell said that the name...
Farrell.
Sorry, Perry Farrell. Peripheral. said that the name Porno for Pyros was based on that, the desire to be, like, even sexually excited by seeing those things.
That was the L.A. Riots.
Yeah, he called that, he said, because he said the L.A. Riots was pornography for pyromaniacs, yeah. All the fires burning. So there you go.
I'm being asked in the chat room if it's, I like to watch people going through tragedy, like a news reporter seeing people cry and stuff like that and talking about awful things. That doesn't do it for me. It's my personal terror that I like to relive. It's that moment of horror within myself, which is why, like I say, I think about it when it has to do with my family and why I think about it when it has to do with, like, the moment, okay, how about the moment that I got the phone call sitting in my kitchen with a cold that I couldn't leave my house of my stepfather saying, hey, you should probably get to your grandparents now. I was like, now? Yeah, you should get here now. And I was making macaroni and cheese in my kitchen watching the 7 o'clock replay of The Simpsons instead of going to visit my grandfather who was dying of cancer in home hospice care at that moment. But that moment lives in my mind as something, and not to the, I gotta, you know, speaking to my disassociative family nature outside of my nuclear family.
Really good mac and cheese.
That one doesn't interfere with me nearly as much as the 9/11 thing did. It does. It wasn't the same thing because my personal tragedy didn't bother me as much. It was, well, I shouldn't say personal. My family tragedy as opposed to, because it's still a personal reaction that I'm trying to relive.
Uh-huh.
Or trying to re-embrace.
Did you know anyone that died in 9/11?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Not a ton of people. Yeah. I know a couple of people.
That's why I wanted to see if it was a real one, personal.
One that was very good, a very good friend's father, and one that was not such a good friend.
Okay, so it was a personal.
Not such a good friend. Like when I asked him for stuff, he'd say no all the time. No, the guy who took me to my
steal
first,
your silverware.
Yeah, the guy who took me to my first concert that wasn't a member of my family. It was my buddy Mike's dad. He was one of the firemen. He was the second battalion dispatched.
Kind of run the gamut of emotions today.
We're talking sexy. We're talking tragedy.
You guys want to play a game?
You got a game show? Please tell me you have a game show.
I really do have a game show.
Oh,
let's do it. Let's do it. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk. Thank all of you for being part of this majesty and this fantasy and this stupidity. And now we have a game show. My guess is September 11th, 2001.
The game show we launched into, by the way, was one called Hey, That's Not a Real Movie, Is It? Or something like that. One of Chris's favorites, and hopefully we'll bring that back just for him sometime soon. You're listening to the Best in Show Radio Remember When This Happened show, or something like that. On Hear Us Talk, the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be. Now, coming up, we have a show going back to 2007. And on this, Fred questions whether or not I still love Best in Show and still want to be a part of it. And then that goes into a bit called Reverse Speech on the Best in Show Radio Memorama. Basically, all I really look forward to is opening day of the Mets season.
Oh, come on.
Or finding out some kind of Mets news or something.
You don't look forward to doing the show? Be honest.
Yeah, I said I look forward to doing the show.
Keith, can I be honest with you right now?
Yeah, you don't?
I think that you are tired of doing the show. Are you really? Are you tired of doing the show?
Wow. No. No, not at all.
Really? Your heart is still into doing the show?
I've been tired of doing a show in the past, but I'm not tired of doing
the show.
Which
would you rather have, doing the show or a pizza?
Well, it's been proven in the past that we can have both.
It depends where the pizza comes from.
As long as Fred's not vomiting in the room.
In the world we live, there could be internet radio and pizza delivery. All at the same time. They are not mutually exclusive.
Really, your heart's still into the show?
Oh, yeah.
I'm being honest.
My heart was big into the show this week.
Really?
Yeah. My heart was into the show 2 weeks ago.
It was. Right up until you just challenged him. Now he's done. He's chiming out now.
Now I have to prove a point. My heart was into the show 2 weeks ago. I actually finished doing the computer stuff I needed to do. I changed my sound card, so I was actually able to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Chris, what do you think? Do you think Keith is still into doing the show?
Absolutely.
Really?
I don't even question that even a little bit. I think at this point you're hoping for more controversy and intrigue.
I'm just being serious.
You believe that his interest has waned?
During last week's performance, I thought it did. Yes.
I thought his heart wasn't into it for some reason.
I mean, I could
just
see that.
It's just my opinion. Just
I could see opinion. That.
Yeah, I didn't.
I set up a big thing and kind of showed up.
He set up a big thing.
Like,
he didn't come. He had jeans and a t-shirt on. He came with the golden mask. Yeah. Whatever. You were bummed at him.
I'm not saying I wasn't.
You know what? I have no explanation for last week. It's like I was saying after the show. And it's ridiculous to say because I'm the one that was planning the whole thing for a month. Mm-hmm. But it sort of caught me by surprise when all of a sudden it was just time and it was Sunday morning and I was like, wow, I didn't do anything.
By the way, in the chat room, there are some people out there that are saying there's some weeks when it seems like Keith doesn't want to be there, and Dan Bourgeoisie recommends that Fred is trying to Jedi Keith right off the show right now. And White S. Brent, even better, who's Keith?
I am not.
And he spelled my name wrong.
I'm not trying to do that.
Sorry. Who's Kyeth?
Kathy? No, I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm just trying to get a serious. I'm just trying to be real here. That's all. You're making fun of me, Chris, but it's a real thing. I'm not trying to.
I'm not making fun. It's all jokes.
You know what's funny?
Okay, Keith, can I ask you something more specific?
You absolutely can.
What don't you like about doing the show?
Want me to walk out so you can?
No. Don't walk out. I would love for you to hear
I'm
him.
I'm going to kind of need all you guys to walk out. You could stay.
Really, what don't you like about doing the show? Is it just waking up and being here? Is it coming up with stuff? What don't you like about doing it?
I have this issue. I've had it since I was a child. Ever since I was a child and I realized that Sunday was the day before school, I've basically not enjoyed Sunday in a long time.
Even with football?
As I got older and wasn't in school anymore, it was kind of, you know, I got more used to it.
That's not a crazy thing, man. That's a totally common, normal thing that people hate Sundays because Monday is the day right after.
And
that's
now that
really
and I, the fact that I hate my job so much, I really can't get into a Sunday. And last week was strange because I was off Monday, and I specifically took Monday off because the big Halloween show, I wanted to be in a good mood and be able to hang out. I'm pretty much miserable, and when the show ends, I get very depressed.
Oh,
and
God.
Even during the show or in the morning, it's like it's Sunday. No matter what, it's still
I'm
Sunday.
I'm going to grab those tissues.
Freddie, you have,
if
your
this
new,
was still,
you have a new song parody right there. I don't like Sundays.
That's why if this was a...
Nice, yeah, Boomtown Rat style, go for it.
I got a case of the Mondays.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays, it's true.
I'm gonna punch that person in the face.
But it's true, and that's how
Vanessa calls it out, by the way, especially Sunday evening, the 60 Minutes theme song will trigger her.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Sunday night football game is when I realized, oh, crap, I got to go to work
Sunday
tomorrow.
Night's horribly depressing. Horribly
Sunday
depressing.
Day is terrific. I love it.
Sunday
is
good.
I feel like today especially, like this morning when I woke up at my regular time and realized it was an hour earlier than I thought it was, holy crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it was like magic.
I have something to say to you guys. Boo effing who. Come on. It's Sunday. We're here. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. What is so stressful and depressing about this? You're depressed about this, I mean...
Well, it's not depressed about it, but maybe you weren't listening for the past couple minutes. No. Tomorrow is the day when you have to go back to work. Okay. So there's a thing there.
Freddie, it's the same thing where it's the 31st or the 30th, and you know you have to pay the rent tomorrow.
I mean, don't you guys think about that, like, before you're going to go to... Yeah. I mean,
Vanessa, in the chat room, the 60 Minutes theme song means it's time to take a bath and go to bed because school is tomorrow. Is exactly it. Exactly what it is.
And that's basically how I feel on Sundays.
I don't know why you feel like that, like, in the beginning of Sunday. I don't know why you don't feel like that at the end of the Sunday when it's all done.
And that's where I'm at.
And
Sunday night game is where
that was my issue. That's what I started saying, is that my issue is I realized that it's leading to Sunday night, so I end up ruining my whole Sunday. There was a period in my life where I couldn't enjoy Saturday night while I was going to school, because tomorrow was Sunday, and the next day
was
school.
Can I ask you a deeper question?
You absolutely can.
What happened at school that made you dread it so much?
I didn't want to be there.
Oh, come on. No one made fun of you.
Are you expecting this to come out that someone touched him during English class?
Exactly.
You're looking too far.
No, I didn't like school. I don't like work now. I don't like school. Didn't like school. Don't like work.
See, I don't. I mean, I understand what you guys are talking about. I don't have it, but I totally understand it because you know what? With my schedule at work, I don't have a regular set schedule, so I don't get that dread. You know, and I loved school when I was a kid. I was a nerd, so I don't know.
Noid.
Yeah. I think it's totally unwarranted.
Yeah, I
think it's the whole conversation is crazy. I think Keith is
crazy. Are you kidding me? People love him.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Keith is best in show. Like, there isn't a best in show without Keith. Keith is meant to be here, and I think that the concept of him not wanting to be here, if that actually is true, I'll have no problem dissolving the show tomorrow. But I think that's insanity. I don't think that that's ever the case. I never thought that that was the case, even for a split second.
All right, even when here all day.
Even though he didn't drink the Clamato last week, I think that he still loves Destin Show and wants to be here. The dude has a tattooed on his friggin' arm. You know, I mean, look at it that way.
I've zoned out during the show. That's probably what, like, maybe Vanessa or whoever else said.
Would
it,
you be into about. Doing one another show a week? Do you think you could handle that? Is that something that you would want to do or no?
We've been over this off the air. It's work related. It's, you know,
this isn't the place to have this conversation right now. We have an hour of show left. Let's keep it action packed and fun and
if you really want to know,
and not schedule related.
If you
well, you know, I'm working Tuesdays till 8, so like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna pull out my work schedule.
I'm not asking what day he wants to do.
Oh, look, he's off that day. Look at that.
Well, yeah, but then you got to figure out who's on with that TPX on that day. It's.
Okay. Well, you know what? I asked for this day off. Hold on. I got to call my boss. Give me a second.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Let me get him on the line.
Sorry, dudes.
So, if you really want to know what I'm honestly thinking, if anyone for that matter, or what they're trying to say, what's really coming out, you should listen to them speak backwards.
What do you mean?
There's something called reverse speech. There's a lot of doctors and psychologists that will study speech backwards to try to get true meaning of what people are saying.
Ooh, your cuff. Ooh, your cuff. Just so you guys know.
You took the whole punchline. So I have some examples of reverse speech. By the way, these are from reversespeech.com, and they're happy to let everyone use them as long as we give them a plug, so it's reversespeech.com.
You should get someone from reversespeech.com to be on the show today.
But then I wouldn't have to be here. Oh, God, I dream of that. That
see
was
what
me
I mean?
Talking backwards.
See what I mean?
I was just noticing he started masturbating as soon as he said not be here. It was weird.
So, okay, I have a few examples of reverse speech if you'd like to hear some. We'll start with... No, that wouldn't be it. Sorry. We'll start with Patty Ramsey, JonBenet's mother, making a little speech. You all know who JonBenet Ramsey is, the girl that was murdered. This is her mother speaking in an interview.
Is it Patty or Patsy?
It is Patsy. You're right.
She's dead. Doesn't make a difference what her name is.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
What she's actually trying to say is... I'm that person. I'm that person that saw the Lonely Vicious scene that night.
So she
Get
really
the
did it.
Hell out of here! That's
we
really.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know.
Another example.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Play that one.
Monster.
Play
you
that,
hear that one again.
More, just the I'm that person that saw that vicious scene that night. That is insane.
I gotta do the whole thing because it's all in one. Hold on, I just put on a song.
Oh, cool. Dude, put on the small faces instead. We'll enjoy it.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that
that
person may have confided in.
That is crazy, man. That is crazy. Now, I got to be honest with you. I am so psyched that you're doing this for real right now because I was planning on it being like your backward voice saying like, "I like to eat chocolate," you know.
Jesus,
I don't like dark chocolate.
Wait, did this spurt from the you loving Twin Peaks so much?
My interest in it spurted from that partially. But as a child, I was always obsessed with the backwards Stairway to Heaven, which of all things I didn't bring, but I think everyone's probably heard that one by now.
It's kind of gross, by the way, that it spurted. Continue. Please, go to another one. This
I
is
think I meant
to me.
Spurred.
This is the best. I don't know who this guy is. His name is something Graham, not Billy Graham, but he's a preacher. This is by far my favorite.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. How I bore you?
And this is actually a pretty good one, too.
12 years ago,
our country needed new leadership.
Is this Hillary?
Yes.
Americans selected a Democrat who gave us 8 years of peace, prosperity, and promise. I surely would fit in.
Pretty good.
No, she's a woman. What a good song.
Wait for the backwards part.
I'm going to say it ahead of time so you can look for it. Marijuana. Marijuana. The law now will banish us.
White ass friend in the chat room, by the way.
I'm quite a good.
By the way, white ass friend in the chat room was asking if Hillary would fit in with the Republicans.
She sounded very much like Laura Palmer, by the way, during that one.
Yeah, the only as we're going through this, I mean, I think they're kind of neat. I think it's kind of fun. I think it's a neat little thing to do. But the one that's freaking me out more than anyone is still Patrice O'Neill Ramsey, whatever her name is.
This one's kind of creepy too, and the backdrop of this one is, I don't even want to bring people down, but this little girl is being interviewed for a reason by a psychologist.
I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm not. And I'm science, but I don't know anything else. I'm no killing. And I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm no killing. I don't know anything else.
What did she say?
That one bothers the hell out of me.
What did she say?
I'm not telling. That's just her practically saying it forward. I'm not telling.
But what was the psychiatrist interviewing her for?
Let me take my headphones off before you explain.
You can probably guess.
You know what? Honestly, it was referenced as like a troubled child. I was assuming she was molested or something like that. Or they were trying to find out or something. But that one's actually scary. I think that one's scarier than the Patsy Ramsey. But so this just got me thinking about our show in general, and
oh Jesus!
I got actually, I have tape of Chris talking backwards, talking about
the
show.
Hold on,
he's actually saying,
and what was he saying forwards there? I really like you guys.
I'm going to yell later.
I never have to struggle when I want to compliment you guys. But Fred, interestingly enough, you and Zombie were talking last week.
Okay, and let's hear.
The first play, they got a flag. Yeah, the kickoff.
But I think the true homophobia of both you guys came out because, and I may need to read off what was said on this one, because you can clearly hear a Zombie saying, "Faggots talked just the other day." And Fred follows up with, "Now fag it up, sir." To which Zombie replies, "Well, if you've got a faggot, they'll surf."
Let's hear it.
We'll hear it full speed and then slow.
The first play, they got a flag, so...
Sorry. First play, they got a flag.
Yeah, the kickoff. They got a flag. It's good, right?
Gal, flag it up, sir.
Gal, flag it up, sir. Flag it up, it's good, right?
Gal, flag it up, sir.
Gal, flag it up, sir.
I had no idea that they surfed. I had no idea.
Yeah. Some other things that happened. Chris was making a comment on scary sounds.
Scary sounds.
Do that one again.
Scary sounds.
But he was actually complimenting me by saying,
"Scary sounds." Nice earrings.
Nice earrings.
Nice earrings. Nice earrings. It's weird because you weren't even wearing earrings last week.
This is one of my favorites too. Chris told us.
Nice earrings.
I'm sorry.
Not something I ever recognized that I did.
You know what he doesn't recognize that he does?
What?
Send subliminal messages out when he's speaking backwards.
Not something I ever recognized that I did. Little zombie caravan in the sun.
Hey, little zombie caravan in the sun.
What? Sweet cool. Little zombie caravan in the sun. Little zombie caravan in the sun.
I don't really know exactly what that one means, but it's a little disturbing.
By the way, the new, on top of our website right now, that's what it is. Hey, Little Zombie Caravan of the Sun is now part of our website. That's my favorite thing ever.
Wow. Brilliant.
Let's see what else we got here. There's some disturbing ones.
You liar.
Farm animals.
You legitimately don't see the difference between a plant and a cow.
At that point, Chris was, you know, timely considering what we were discussing today, but actually he was trying to get us all to cover his favorite song.
You liar.
You legitimately don't see the difference between a plant and a cow. I can't nail funny into this noise.
Nine Inch Nails cover of Louie Louie? What?
I've got it now. I think me, you, and Fred should cover to do our rendition of Louie Louie.
Okay, go again.
I can't nail funny dips nor fit to this noise. Be eliminated to Louis. I can't nail funny dips nor fit to this noise. Be eliminated to Louis.
That's a stretch.
We have Brian.
Is there anything I want to fret in the band?
Let's see what we got. Brian said,
"Yes." As a matter of fact, I did some work in.
But what he was actually saying is,
Girl mistake that guy for Adams is safe.
What about heroin?
That girl mistake that guy for the opposite sex.
Girl mistake that guy for Adams is safe. Yes.
And
I thought that girl mistaken him for the opposite size. Is what it sounded like to me.
And the last one, I don't have the forward on this, so I couldn't tell you what was happening on this one, but on this one, I know Chris says oh God twice. I guess if we listen, maybe we could figure out what was going on, but. That one's baffling. I couldn't tell you.
The really screwed up part of it is when you play that one, in addition to saying oh God twice, the word subliminal is in there.
Yeah. I picked up subliminal paramecium if you want to hear it again, but
I'd love to. I love Oh God subliminal paramecium.
There you go.
Fantastic. Fantastic work. I don't know what's more disturbing, the faggot surfing or...
Hey, little zombie.
Awesome.
What is that one? Hey, little zombie.
Hey, little zombie, caravan in the sun.
Hold on, I gotta write that down.
You know what's funny? You guys are funnier backward than you are forward.
Is that funny or sad? Or is that sad backwards? But seriously, just to... To at the end, to really, what do you call that thing at the end? To
tie it up?
Tie up a loose end?
Shelf, bookend, just to bookend that. Ouya cuff. Ouya cuff. I'm just saying.
It's the Monday night Best in Show Radio Memorama. I'm going back to that. I have nothing else to call it at this point. On the Heroes Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be. This next clip has me questioning the members of Best in Show on how much they would sacrifice for strangers. So speaking of sacrificing things... speaking of sacrificing things, I was wondering recently...
What?
I was wondering recently...
I'm against the harbor. I'm against the harbor rock.
I don't know what led me to thinking about this, but it was something to do with somebody and a workplace thing taking the blame for somebody else's mistake. And I kind of started thinking about like sacrifice scenarios. And I started wondering in my head, and I do this sometimes, I started wondering in my head, would you make certain sacrifices? So I jotted down, if you will, on a laptop here.
I jotted down some scenarios. And I want each of you to tell me if you would make these certain sacrifices.
Is it almost a game show?
You want to? Yeah, why not? I don't have it, though. I don't have the music.
Oh, that's fine. I'm trying to understand. Like, are there right and wrong answers?
No, can it be a game show? More about what you would
so
do.
So it's an opinion show.
It's an opinion show.
Like Tim Russert.
It's to, exactly. It's to delve deep into your soul.
No, it's still here. It's still here.
All right, here we go. So the first one is, would you give up your current job to save the...
Yes. Sorry.
To save the life of an 85-year-old person?
No.
Fred?
No.
Brian?
Hell no!
Rob, you can shake your head yes or no on this one? No, okay.
You know what?
Keith?
A random 80-year-old? No, I probably wouldn't.
You know what? I might have to take it back, because if it was like Stephen Hawking at 85 years old, I might not want to like kill him. Like,
why?
A brilliant thinker. He's a brilliant thinker. But he could come up with something that could cure cancer. Why would you kill a brilliant thinker at 85?
He had 85 years. It was a good run.
Exactly. But he could have cured cancer a month ago.
If he still has 5 years left, 10 years left him, if he's a brilliant thinker, or a
plague
she,
on our resources, he should be put down.
Know. I'm going to guess that if you're saving the life of an 85-year-old today, they'll probably be dead tomorrow.
No, come on.
So don't
That's
even
not fair. That's not fair. I'm going to retract my answer. I'm going to say no, Keith.
I wouldn't.
So you'd kill yourself to save an 85-year-old.
I quit my job. He quit his job.
You said that you would cut your own leg off to save an 85-year-old
right, so
and bleed to death.
So everyone said no then, right? Nobody would do that?
Of course
not. And keep in mind, any of these people are not family. It's not people you know.
He said yes.
Yes, I said yes.
You would do it. Okay. All right. Would you give up your job to save the life of a random child?
Yes. Children are different. I believe that the children are the future. If we teach them well, who knows what can happen.
So, Chris, you would?
Of course. For a child? Of course.
I'm giving myself a sense of pride, and I am going to kill the child. I mean, the brain...
You're going to save an 85-year-old and kill a kid?
Yes.
You are being a shock jock now. You are not even being a human being. You're not talking. You're being a personality on an air show.
I would kill the baby because the brain isn't developed yet. They're not going to really...
Stop being stupid.
I would.
Well, first of all,
child.
I said child.
Can we give his mic to Rob Giggs?
Random
child. He's just talking dumb at this point.
I would kill.
Making nonsense up.
I would kill the random child.
Okay, Brian.
Could you repeat the question again?
Sure. Would you give up your job to save the life of a child?
Just a random anonymous child.
Yes.
No.
I will go so far as to say that the fact that it took him that long to think about it, even if the answer was yes, I was already livid with him. I think that the two of you, I pray, you know what? I think that Fred is doing a bit, and I know that Brian's not, and that is why you are the biggest piece of garbage.
I'm having a problem settling it with my consciousness, but I really do think if given that actual choice, I probably would not give up my job.
The only thing
I might sacrifice my life for that kid. Like, if the kid was getting hit by a car, I might jump in front of the car.
You're being dumb then.
But I'm not going to give up my job.
You're being dumb. If you'll be willing to die but not be willing to risk a job, you're stupid. I will go so far as to say that not since the beginning of this show when we fought about the volume of the music have I been this mad at you.
I think when it comes right down to it, if I was given the logical choice to make my job, that child's life, I would probably keep the job. But if I were put in a situation where a kid was about to die and
but,
like get hit in front of a car, and I would probably jump in front of the car.
Well,
to
let me ask you a question.
Doesn't make sense.
Would it be it's an anonymous child? If you were shown a picture of the child and told this child's going to die, would you still be able to say?
I think if it were my child or a child,
not your child. Not just a random child. This is this child.
If it were a child that I knew, if it were Chris's child, or if it were like a family,
but
a friend of the family's child,
family. That,
I would
it's not
absolutely.
Somebody you know, though.
Randomly, I probably wouldn't, because I'm making the logical choice. I'm putting myself in the situation where I'm being...
And I'm not personally berating you for it, just so you know.
You're given
Then you're being unnecessarily kind, because it takes a moron
to think that your job is worth more than your life. A doofus!
No.
I think you are such...
To me, my job is worth more than that child's life. Absolutely. To
well,
me.
You honestly, and I'm gonna say a dirty word on the show.
No, don't.
Come on. I'm gonna say a dirty word on the show. You're bad. Okay? You are bad. You are inherently... No, you know what? I take it back. You're inherently evil. You are a worthless, worthless existence, and I swear to Christ, not a radio bit, I hope you fall down a well and die slowly in it. Because if you honestly believe somehow that your stupid employment is more important than the life of a child, your throat should be slit and you should have your face punched into chop.
Right, but what if your right, employment? But what if your employment is taking care of your kids? I mean, it's
wait, how much does it pay? We didn't talk about how much is the job.
No, I'm so.
Oh, my current job. Oh, wait.
I'm talking strictly logically,
sorry,
not emotionally.
It's not.
Yes,
it's
it
not,
is. Can I answer? Not, can I respond to your?
But it's not logical. But you're inferring a lie.
You haven't I'm even not, let me finish the sentence to it. Well, you haven't let me infer anything yet. Perhaps said, if I can infer.
Nope,
it, that,
I don't
that,
have it.
I,
all right, go.
No,
wrong.
I think that was it. Actually. No. All right. What I was saying is taking the emotion out of the decision. To me, logically speaking, my job, my career, my income is more important to me than the life of an anonymous child. And as a result, if I'm sat down at a table asked to make a decision about my life and do you want to keep your job or do you want another child out in the world to die, the logical choice, no emotions, is keeping the job.
So jumping in front of a bus
an emotional
is more visceral.
I'm seeing it happen. There's a kid dying. I'm going to jump in and save that kid, old person, random person.
Well, before we start creating alternate...
An emotional choice, I'm saving the kid.
Don't start
choice,
creating alternate scenarios now because we still have other things here. So
I don't think there's anything bigger. I don't think there's anything bigger than the fact that these two monsters... Oh, by the way, you didn't answer yet. Are you the third monster?
No. I hate my job, though, so...
I should also predicate this by the fact that I do hate kids. I mean, it's really kind of an unfair question.
Oh, good. Now we'll be able to move on, I'm sure.
It's just not even reasonable. It's not
right.
even reasonable.
So here we go. Would you give up...
I hate you! Would I hate you, both of you.
Would you give up your life save the...
Would I give up my life? No.
Can I continue with this argument a little bit?
Okay.
Chris, you understand...
No, we got to wrap it up. We're done with the Rock of the Harbor Pit.
Chris, you understand that losing your job, giving up your job, is actually compromising the life of your own child.
That's what I was
life?
Talking
no.
about.
Compromising my standard of living immediately, yes.
So you no longer have an income. Eventually, your family starves and dies.
No, eventually I get another
you
job.
You think you'll get another job
of
and
course.
Fill it in.
If I have to drive a cab... As I've been known to do, I will do it, and I will find a way to do it.
To save some random anonymous life,
to let a child,
floating out
to
in the,
make
in
a
the
child
world.
Live, yes.
After they hear about your work ethic on this show, you may be driving again.
It's fine.
Okay, would you give up?
Oh man, I'm so angry. I'm angry as hell. I'm like, I'm actually steaming.
Would you give up your life?
I'd take a job to kill a kid
to save the lives. To save the lives. Of an entire village in the Amazon.
Brian doesn't save lives.
No.
And an entire embedded tribe, village.
How many? What's the population?
A good 15, 20 people.
And you're going to take your own life?
You have to give up your own
That's
life.
That's retarded.
Life,
of course
I
not.
Couldn't. Life, I couldn't.
Of course not.
Okay.
Brian?
If this son of a bitch... somehow is going to die for some dudes that pick coca leaves off their asses, but he won't die for it, but he won't lose his income for a kid. I'm going to smash this entire house. I'm going to kill my wife in the next room.
Just on principle, to make
All
a
right.
point.
There's two answers to this. There's the logical answer and the emotional answer. The logical answer is... yes, I should give up my life and die for saving the 15
But what
other
is
lives.
The real answer?
Fuck. The emotional answer is F those 15 guys. I'm living because I know that this is the only thing. There is no afterlife or any karma or anything like that. So I think the real answer is I'm staying.
If there was a person in the world that was going to respond with his brain as opposed to his emotion, it would be Brian.
The right thing to do is to die and keep those guys living.
It's irrelevant.
But I wouldn't do it.
What would you do?
I probably would stay alive.
What else, Keith?
Die.
What else
Fred?
You got? No, I'm living. They're all dying.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm showing my Hooters shorts off to the chat room. I didn't mean to distract you.
Would you give up your job to save the lives of an entire village of senior citizens in the Amazon?
Wow.
There's a good 65, 70 people.
What's the youngest age?
50.
Oldest
That's
age.
Not senior citizens, but...
Are they men or women?
Oldest age.
Both men and women, 50 to white? 90.
Are they white?
What's the mean age?
When you start teasing people, I guess. Like,
no, like I mean, like the average of them.
60s, 70s. Or late 60s. We'll say 60s.
Probably not.
Wouldn't give up your job to save all those people.
Probably not.
I
know is hypocritical, but probably not.
I just took a test for my job that cost $35, so I'm going to stay with the job.
Brix Avalon in the chat room is offering that he'd go to that village and kill them.
For a job?
No, I think just for fun.
To replace the job that he lost.
No, because his PlayStation is broken. It was something for him to do.
See, the job thing isn't good to play with. You should play with, like, limbs.
On the hottest of all lines, someone is joining this fine, fine piece of garbage program known as Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this? We don't hear you.
He hung up.
Thanks.
Great.
Was it Monty?
No.
No, it wasn't Monty.
Okay.
Brian, you giving up your job for a group of senior citizens?
See,
again, that's a tough problem, the logical versus emotional issue. No, logically, I probably am not giving up my job.
They're so old.
Emotionally, I'm probably not giving up the job either.
They're old. Yeah. They've lived full lives.
But it's like, I'm wrong, actually. Logically, give up the job because you're saving 15 lives. But emotionally, I probably am not.
The line's getting hot. The line's getting hot and the line's getting hotter. It's the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Raph.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Chris? Well, happy Father's Day to you old fuckers. Chris, what are you thinking, dude? Those shorts do not go with that shirt.
Come on, what are you talking about?
You, my friend, need a fashion makeover.
He looks like Parker Lewis can't lose.
It kind of blends in with his skin tone. I think it's great.
Other than that, great show. When I first put it on, I thought Private Pile was in the studio, but not like Rob Giggs.
Yeah. Just because I may have some poor fashion sense or no clean laundry is not... It's nothing for me to be indicted upon.
I mean, Chris, you. I understand you're a cyber athlete and all, but I mean, you could have very easily just sat down for the whole show, and we wouldn't even have known. You could have been in your underwear for all we care.
I'm hoping to be. I'm looking to move the show to the point where I'm in my underwear all day long.
But hey, you know what though? You're the only guy, no homo, that could pull off the orange Hooters shorts. Fucking look, you're the only guy that I know. So.
Hot look. It's a hot look for me. I'm doing. Hey, Raph, out of curiosity.
Don't say Hooters.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill a child, or are you going to... Wait, what was the question?
Would you give up your job to save the life of an anonymous child?
No. Absolutely not.
We're enemies now. I really enjoyed you talking nicely about my Hooters shorts, but you and I are officially enemies. A child! A little tiny baby! I'm not saying your life, just your job.
Your baby or just an anonymous black baby?
Oh, my God. If it was my baby and you said no, we would fight. I would actually drive through Connecticut punching everyone until I found you. But, no, I'm saying
just
a random.
Just duff them.
A random child. You really can't see yourself. You can't see yourself. Just a job. Not your life, not a limb. Not even missing your favorite TV show. Just your job.
Kind of like my job.
Dude, I'll never get another job like this. So no, hell no.
Oh man,
the kid will die. I guess I'm married. I have a family.
That's the kid. I'm with you.
Yeah, you guys.
Thank you very much.
You guys are monsters, Raph. Thanks so much for calling in, Raph. Honestly,
yeah, I have nothing else. I apologize. Chris should be tested for steroids. He is a fucking force to be reckoned with.
I've been, by the way, for the record, I just wanted to be known. Thanks, buddy. Thanks so much for calling in. Just for the record, is he off? Oh, I'm waiting for him to be off so I can talk crap about the fact that I've been destroying him in Facebook wrestling.
Go ahead and talk shit.
Destroying him. Beating him left and right. It's disgusting.
Hey, buddy, thanks so much, man. Thanks for calling in.
He hung up.
Dude, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He gets power bombs from my Facebook character. What does he know?
Didn't he just get a job, by the way? Like a brand new job, finally? He like finally became employed, and you're asking him to like lose it already, like right off the spot?
For a kid?
Brand new job. Some kid.
Yeah.
In Siberia. He's got a rotten life anyway. What the hell?
All right, so...
Move it on, Keith. Because there's no winners. No well, one wins. We all no lose, just like Pete Steele says.
That's why it's a question. It's a game about life. So, okay, here we go. Would you give up your job to prevent a child from being molested, but people will always think that you were a child molester yourself?
What?
Whoa.
There will not be any legal ramifications. You won't go to jail, but people will always think you were a child
molester. Hell, where's this coming from? Where do you get this crap
for the record, right now, more than anything, I want DJ Newstyle's It's question time to be playing right now. Because that may be the single toughest question to answer ever.
I need it repeated.
Is it gay question, actually.
Would you give up your job to prevent, and actually the job thing isn't even necessarily important, would you prevent a child from being molested?
But if you prevent
it. But if you do prevent it, people will always think that they will not know you were the one that prevented it from happening. They will think you were a child molester.
That really wouldn't work with Freddie because his job is child molestation. So
it wouldn't. First of all, I would not ever want anyone to think of that.
Wait.
About me, and I'm letting that person get molested.
Let's take a step back.
So they were right about you.
But you know what?
You heard his answer, right?
You heard my answer? I don't never want anyone to think of me as a child molester.
Stop.
So you'd let the child get molested.
Yes. Slow down. So then, by proxy,
I am.
You are a child molester to let people think you are not.
Don't say that.
No. By proxy, you are having
I'm not doing it.
Listen to what I'm saying. Relax, breathe. Let's talk about this. It's not like it's a rock concert. We're talking like gentlemen. You, by proxy, are allowing a child, forcing a child to be molested by your desire to keep yourself, to keep your record pristine, like sneakers. Do you, Keith, in this question, I want to know what's happening here. Will this prevent me from getting work? Like, will I have to register as a sex offender?
There's no legal ramifications. You wouldn't...
Like, I don't have to go house to house in my neighborhood and say, hi, I'm your new neighbor. By the way, I bang kids.
Psst, yes,
not really.
You do.
Not really.
But
you have like a little asterisk?
But by letting it happen, no one knows. You just know in your own head.
It's Roger Maris all over again. By the way, an asterisk next to it.
By the way, Fred is the reason that the church created the idea of heaven and hell to keep people in line.
No one would know if. First of all, are you forced to watch it? Are you forced to watch this thing happen? It just happens in the world somewhere.
By the way, for the record, since we are talking like gentlemen, I want to point out that our buddy Brooks Avalon has mentioned in the Heroes Talk Room, if we're going to speak like gentlemen, Fred needs to find a better shirt. Because gentlemen don't wear shirts like that. Somehow my tiger shirt is innocent.
I'm actually a fan of Fred's shirt.
Equus. It's an Equus t-shirt, but anyway. That play.
Fag.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian?
What are you doing, Brian?
Well, people already think that I'm a child molester, so I think I would actually save the child from being molested by losing my job. Ugh. You see, it's not... In all honesty, I don't care...
That's why I said the job thing isn't even involved anymore. It's the fact that in order to say... I messed up that question. I apologize. In order to save the child from being molested, you have to now be known
then
as a
definitely.
Child molester.
Then I am definitely a child molester. I will go door to door and I'm a child molester. Hey, I don't care what people think about me. I have absolutely no... I don't care what you think about
me. As Giggsy said, isolate that clip.
As long as I can keep my job, that kid remains unmolested.
Now,
Keith, no, Keith, you can't get away with this. What's your answer? And we have to ask Chris because Chris hasn't answered either.
I apologize. I don't think I can do the door to door thing if I didn't really do it.
I think
I would let it happen.
Of course,
and I'm sorry to that kid.
As bad
in advance.
For some reason, like the child being molested is worse in my head than the child dying. just because like he's got to live with like
arguably, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Keith is not doing it either. Keith is taking mine, my side. Brian is actually has a heart.
I don't think when it came down to it, I could do it.
I'm taking the bullet. I'm going door to door, and I'm telling everyone that I'm a child molester to save this kid from,
even though
from
you're
being
not.
Molested.
Even though you're
that
not.
That said, I don't think I'd do it to save his life. Like, I'd do it to save him from being molested.
I just want to say, as I walked out of this room, disgusted with the group of cronies.
The show's been all right. It hasn't been that bad. Yeah.
This group of cronies that I've chosen to associate with, mainly on the whole child life versus job thing. I need a divorce. Because when I screamed into the other room to my wife, said, honestly, we have to reconsider who we allow to come into our house every week, because these monsters are saying that they don't want, you know, this, that, the other. And my wife yells from the other room, yeah, I don't want to lose my job.
Now ahead, Chris,
wait,
so what's your answer?
What was the decision? What was the question on that one?
You never answered. Would you?
I will be labeled as a child molester rather than a child
even though
molester.
You didn't do it.
Oh. Now there are legal ramifications. Now you have to go to prison as a child molester. Now when you get out, you're not going to be able to get a job.
Random kid.
I thought there were. My answer is still yes. I thought I was paying the price for molesting a child.
You're going to jail for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And you're going to jail for it?
I'm not even not going to jail for it.
Oh, that's right. You're not even going door to door.
So I guess you know my answer on this one. Unless it was, wait, I get to go to jail. Nice.
I thought when you said I had to go door to door and tell everyone, I thought you meant like
you
I was
door-to-door.
Already arrested and like I was in jail. I have to
well,
tell
you
everyone.
You don't have to go through the
job.
Whole jail thing, though. You don't have to be in jail.
This scenario,
have to
you
stop
do
molesting
have to
child.
Be in jail. You still doing it, Brian? You still saving the kid
yeah,
even though you
yeah.
got to go to jail?
I think I'm going to jail. Chris? If I can keep this kid from getting molested, I think I'm going to jail for it.
Allow me to point out that just being in a holding cell is an unpleasant experience. Mm-hmm.
But think about that.
Being incarcerated.
But think of that child's experience, having to go through that torture. That is some heavy stuff, man. That's going to be with them for the rest of their life.
I'm going to jail. Screw that, man. Because there's nothing in the world worse than a dude or chick. Not a chick, because that's kind of hot. There's nothing in the world worse than a dude screwing up a kid. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the world.
And you're going to jail for that, even though you didn't do anything. Wow.
Yes.
Look at you, man.
You know, Equinox in the chat room brings up a great question, although he just gives it with his answer. Would you molest a child? To save a child.
Ooh.
No, he said to save your job.
No. Dad, later. He's.
Would you molest a child for a beer?
Would you? If you don't molest this child, A, child B will die.
Oh, no. Even take it to an extreme. If you molest one child, no children for the rest of Earth will ever be molested.
Oh, that's not even close to a question.
You would molest a child, so there would be
suck
no more molestation.
A hairless wee wee in a harpy.
And there'll be no more molestation in the world.
Wow.
Really?
No child ever again will be molested?
And you would molest a child for that? Okay.
If I'm Keith? Saving every child ever Keith? Forever? How, that's not even... It's not even
well,
like,
this is... This is
not wait even a second,
question.
Wait a second.
Wait till you hear my answer.
Is it a boy child?
Yes.
Because so that would be gay.
It would have to be a boy
yeah,
child.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, of course.
You would do that with
you're
the boy
lying.
Child?
You're lying. You're all lying. Please, seriously. I'll seriously slit all you guys' throats.
I could never do it with a boy child, even to save the
to
rest
save
of eternity.
To save every kid ever?
Nope.
Please never happening. Come to my house
it's
again.
It's not happening.
Please never come to
first
my house again.
First of all, I don't
again.
Think it could physically happen. I don't think it could physically happen. And I don't. I'm being serious.
Rick Savalon in the chat room is asking, do you think 8-year-olds are asking, would you let that guy molest you so Tommy gets to live?
Keith, what would you do? You would molest?
We're stretching the truth here. You gotta let go.
To save every single child from
do you every kid ever.
All right, forget. How about one kid? Do you molest one? Do you
no,
molest Tommy
stupid.
To save
wait,
Susan?
No, because molesting one to save another, no one's being saved.
Exactly.
Look at the math of that.
Exactly. Two people are getting.
There's still a molestation going on,
no,
you
no,
dummy.
No. What I'm saying is you stupid. Don't molest Tommy, Susan dies.
Oh, you're saving the. Okay. Die versus molest.
Yeah. You molest Tommy, Susan stays alive.
I don't think I could do that. Because you know what? In molesting Tommy, you're killing him.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're in not molesting Tommy, you're killing... In molesting Tommy, you're killing him emotionally. In not molesting Tommy, you're killing Susan for real.
And I think they're both killing for real.
And now, and you're just saying it's a wash, you might as well not molest somebody.
yeah, I'd rather not molest a child. I'm going to go on the record officially as saying Chris from Best in Show Radio would prefer not to molest children. Thank you.
In my opinion, at the end of that molestation, there are two children living.
By the way, P-Roll has pointed out in the chat room, the FBI has now started recording the stream of this week's show.
Yeah. Finally got some new listeners.
By molesting Tommy, I'm saving Tommy and Susan at the end of the molestation are living. So I feel like I've saved two lives by molesting one of them.
Allow me to point out, Jesus. Brian, I will never invite you to watch my child ever.
That's what I mean is, like, I don't know if I could. Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that.
This next one, it's kind of.
Wait, so he gets away with not answering?
I don't know if I can answer that.
Brian?
I just said that I would molest a kid, like, and somehow he doesn't have to answer?
Keith didn't answer either. Keith didn't answer it either.
Well, he's posing the questions. He gets a different treatment.
I don't know. If there was legal ramifications, I'm not being a child molester, I don't think, to prevent other kids from
being molested. I'm molesting a child to stop all future child molestation. I'm in with Chris on that one. But the one-to-one ratio.
One-to-one would be dumb. My life is not worth nearly as much as any kid's life.
Yes, it is, because you have a kid that you're taking care of. It's just as important.
I have life insurance. My wife will be able to. I'm being dead serious.
Interestingly enough,
a kid without a father is still a messed up
kid. I don't agree with that.
Would you give up your life to save the life of an anonymous child?
Yeah. Not even a thought.
Hell's no.
I'm with hell's no. This is all we have. That's it.
Nor would I.
Okay. You guys might get a different perspective when you have a child.
Well, again,
and I agree totally.
Again,
agree
totally. With that kid, it's, I say no right now.
Happy, and by the way, Zombie points out in the chat room, happy Father's Day. Although I don't think he even heard the bit that we said the second before.
That was great. Zombie comes. The kid is sitting in front of the bus that's barreling down at him at 50 miles an hour. I'm probably jumping in front of the bus. And if that means
that's
I'm
that's risking your life.
I agree.
It's risking
your
life.
Oh, you mean banking on the fact.
Banking on
you
the fact
will
you're
die.
Die.
But
given
the,
that
you
logical
won't have the
situation, I'm probably saying no. But I would probably, the emotional comes right down to it, bang, I probably would
more
jump,
importantly,
in,
it's
I
being,
jump in front of the bus.
More importantly, it's being pointed out, if you could save the life of one child, random child that you do not know, Bruce Lee opposed in the term, would you molest a bus?
Jerome Bettis?
Not the bus, a bus.
I would definitely. I'll molest a bus.
How
for
small
$5.
Or large is the tailpipe? What are we talking?
It's hot and it's small. Okay. You're permanently scarred after the fact.
Yes.
If there's even anything left, you might just have a pile of cinder in your crotch when it's done.
These are the tough questions that this show isn't afraid to ask or answer,
but very afraid to answer.
Yeah, I. Monty asks it, son of a bitch. Would you attend the Rock the Harbor concert to save the life of Ron Hill?
But doesn't that kind of kill Ron Hill in a way? Like, not physically, but emotionally, by showing up at the Rock the Harbor festival?
I would not liken showing up to that to touching Ron's no-no spot. I wouldn't. But that's just me.
As an emotional molestation.
No, you would have to go to the Rock the Harbor to save Ron's life.
Brix Avalon is pointing out that he'd molest everyone on the bus.
Just for the hell of it. Because his PlayStation's still broke.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's he going to do? If you can't play Grand Theft Auto, what are you going to do? Move forward. By the way, I'm watching videos of Grand Theft Auto 4 all week. It's going to make me start playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas this week. I'm so excited.
I still haven't finished Vice City. I'm still stuck back like four iterations ago.
Well, Keith, any more?
No, I think that's pretty much. The last one is kind of just repetitive. I was going to ask.
Would you do...
Brix will kill everyone on the bus and molest them because Ron Hill could never die.
Can and will never die. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. The last one was... Would you give up your life to save the life of an entire country? But everyone will think you'll always be remembered as the person that tried to destroy it.
That's children, a terrorism question.
Children in the country?
Yeah.
More than one child?
You know what? For your sake, no. It's a child-free zone. Anyone 18 and over. But there's 500,000 people at least in the country.
But they
country.
Think you're a terrorist. Like you're would you fly the plane into the World Trade Center?
I don't get
to save the country.
I don't get the concept that you guys have with perception. If you're dead, who cares what the perception
no,
is?
You live. If it's you live, the perception is there, is what
no,
it's posing.
No, it's your memory.
Oh, it's the legacy. Oh,
what do I care?
Yeah.
What do
and
I
your
care?
Family's going to share that
your
legacy.
Your family, though.
I don't even care.
Ooh.
That's what I mean.
I don't even care what they think about me now. He had the question before of, do you save the pedophile? Do you save the kid, but everyone thinks you're a pedophile? Yeah, whatever. That just seems silly. It seems silly not to take that.
All right, let me ask the two married guys here. What would you rather be thought of in? Would you rather be thought of as a pedophile or a wife beater?
Wife beater.
Wife beater.
Not even a question.
Because everyone deserves it sometimes.
There is nothing in the world. There is nothing what? In the world.
Worse
well,
than
I
that.
Mean, she asked for it. There's nothing in the world
see how she was dressed?
More awful than killing a kid. The second...
Killing
a kid and touching a kid.
That's my next thing. What would you rather be pegged as, Chris? A murderer of a child or a pedophile? What would you rather be pegged as?
I'd rather kill you than answer this question.
No, come on. Answer the question. You know it.
I think I'd rather be a child killer.
Really?
Touch her.
Keith?
Known as. Not actually have to do it.
Yep.
Just known as. Mm-hmm. Known as, I'll take... I'd rather be known as a child killer.
Then ask again?
Known as a child killer or a pedophile.
Oh, you said something?
What would you rather be known as?
Known as...
Oh, I got a good one after this, too.
I guess a pedophile. I mean...
I just want it to be known that I seriously am deeply, darkly in love with Jimmy Spickle for pointing out in the chat room that he'd rather be known as a child killer than a child toucher. Thank you.
Chris, would you molest a child to have a career in radio?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really? Be honest.
No, of course not.
You wouldn't?
Of course not.
To just have the life, the extravagant
not.
Life of your family.
There is
for your family.
Nothing in the world I want more than having a career in radio other than to not molest a child. I could never in a million years. It's not, there's certain, like, you know, like every man has his price. There's not a price
would
to make
you,
me touch a kid.
Would you have a career in radio in order to not molest a child?
What are you trying to say here?
Yeah, three. My answer is pi squared.
Well, P-Roll's asking, what if no one found out?
Oh, wait. No, of course not.
So you were a good human being.
I don't know about that. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm awful.
He just digs kids, but not in the bed.
Hey, wait. That whole point was I don't dig kids.
Chris digs kids.
Well, Chris, yeah, I guess he is a good father. You put up to the test, man. We tested you, and you're grade A. You're grade A dad.
Yeah, well, it's not about dad, because I'll stab any of you if you look at my kid the wrong way. It's not my kid. I'm kids in general. I am a global, an intergalactic father.
I love the
All
idea
children.
That one of us would look at a four-year-old in the wrong way. What's your problem? The hell's up with you?
I just want to say F the kids.
No, Brian, you don't mean that. Stop.
Psst. Shock jock.
Yeah.
No, to a certain point, I guess I do.
Shock jock
that.
In life.
Somebody shock brought up F, marry, or kill. Me, Fred, Brian, Chris. Who would you F? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, I would marry Keith.
I think that automatically means he's effing Fred. Cause
oh, Fred, me and you are going to have a filthy torrid affair. But I'll feel bad. I'll feel bad as long as I know I'm saving a kid, though, when I'm doing it. I'll be good.
Killing Brian is fine. Oh, poor Brian.
You're strolling down memory lane with me, Keith, from Best in Show Radio on the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama. We're going to go to a little break, a little commercial break, and we'll be right back with more memories on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us. This is Keith from Best in Show Radio, and you're listening to hearustalk.com. Join us live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. for the DJ New Style Show.
The buzzer looks like you're going to shock somebody to death and kill them by, you know, greeting them with a handshake, which I think is why you took it out of the bag. But really all it does is it's a fucking vibrating...
Yeah, it doesn't really do much. Thing. It's I had one when I was a little kid, and it was metal. Nowadays they don't make them metal, they make them plastic.
Really?
I
didn't know that. I had one when it was metal as well.
And I had it taken away from me in third grade by Mrs. Choffee.
Mrs. Choffee's a real bitch, I just want to say. But what were you doing to get it taken away? First of all, I don't really know why I care what a 40-year-old man had a toy taken away from him about, you know,
I don't know, 20 years ago? I'm 38, actually. But anyway, you know, I was going around buzzing people, and then she got mad, and she took it. There wasn't that much of a story to it.
But
and
wait,
she kept it
but
in
you
her top...
So you were buzzing people, so you were shaking their hands?
Yes, but this is...
You weren't just taking it and mashing it into their back?
No.
So what's wrong with a handshake? And who's falling for it after somebody else?
Some little bitch cried when I did it, so... So this was like in the beginning of the year, so she took the friggin' thing and she put it in her top drawer and it was there the whole goddamn year.
Now, I'm noticing that you called the kid that ratted you out a little bitch. And this was third grade, so it's you were nine years old. You still think of her as a little bitch for doing that, and you're, you know, for all intents and purposes, you're 40 years old.
This is the same girl. I used to walk home from school with her, and we used to walk through a pathway, and it was always... Like, you know, the high school kids would drink or whatever, smoke their weed before school. And it would always be broken bottles, so I would always take the broken glass and put it right up to her eye and she'd start screaming.
Wait a minute, you would hold broken glass to this girl?
I'd hold broken glass up to her face and she'd start screaming.
I'm laughing because I'm completely stunned.
Well, what can I say?
The way that you terrorized this girl, and the only way she could, you know, bring you in, much like Capone with tax evasion, something very, very tame, was a hand buzzer.
Right.
You were a fucking broken glass-wielding maniac in third grade. You were threatening to blind a girl. That's the type of thing you do to a whore you don't want to pay. No, I honestly... And then you had kids.
Tune in to the DJ New Style Show, live every Tuesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. The thing to do with your ears and the place to be. You are listening to the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama. My name is Keith. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up, we have a clip about hipsters. Are you a hipster? Maybe this will help you figure it out on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. By the way, if you identified this music in the background as Yola Tango, then there's a very good chance you are some sort of a hipster. But I'm not. Just saying. By the way, I just got a... I don't know if it was somebody that heard me talking about it messing with me, most likely, but I just got an AIM message from something virus, something or other, and it said your computer... Oh, it was from Syntax Virus 1, and it said your computer will shut down in 15 minutes.
Awesome. I love the Syntax Virus.
I don't think this.
If
virus
I was a rapper, I would totally be Syntax Virus.
A rapper or a hip hopper?
Was there really a difference? I thought they were all the same, according to the Get Up Kids or whatever that band is called.
Oh, I'm glad you brought the Cool Kids. I read that article.
No, I brought up the Get Up Kids
on our message board on the Hear Us Talk forum. Somebody was it Real Time? I don't know who it was, but somebody posted an article about what they referred to as hipster rap and
hipster hop.
Sorry,
please.
Hipster hop. And I don't. Don't get me wrong, I hate hipsters more than anyone, but I listen to the Cool
More
Kids.
Than Hitler?
Hitler was the first hipster.
Why did he realize that? More than Idi Amin?
Idi Amin, he's pretty bad.
Do you not consider yourself a hipster?
Because
many people would.
Yeah. Maybe people would look at you and say, yeah, you're a hipster. That's like a there are no yuppies kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Let's take a step back. Explain to me what you mean. Define hipster, or look in like an Urban Dictionary or something .com or something, and tell me what a hipster is. And let's see if Keith or any of us, for that matter, fit into that category.
I think each one of us would probably be looked at from outside of this room as a hipster.
I'll look at you from inside the room as a hipster, Brian.
Any non-hipster would look at every one of us and
say,
"Yeah, you're a hipster."
The hipster handbook says the definition of a hipster: one who possesses tastes, social attitudes, and opinions deemed cool by the cool.
Yeah, I definitely do not think that I would fit into that category. And I would think that the majority of this room would not fit into that category.
At the end it says a hipster ideally possesses no more than 2% body fat. So no one in this room is like,
I'm just saying that that no one wants to be a hipster, but everyone people are.
Our buddy DJ Newstyle points out in the Pal Talk room, people who love all things ironic and nothing popular.
If that's me, I'm a hipster.
That's the case, then I guess I fit it. I'll be honest with you. I thought I was a regular guy more than anybody else. I thought I was like a regular guy. Like I'm a dude who hangs out and eats stuff.
You listen to, quote, interesting music. And,
I don't, though.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I know. The Beatles and Led Zeppelin. That's what I listen to.
What about all the stuff that, like, you play for your after shows? Like that hip-hop group? I can't remember what...
The Beatles? They weren't a hip-hop group.
The last one that you played.
The Esotericas.
7L and Esoteric?
Yeah, that might qualify... That might be part and parcel and might actually be on that definitive defining page of hipster hop.
No.
You, sir, are a hipster.
For the record, I have no problem if you want to consider me a hipster, although I don't think it's necessarily accurate, but 7L and Esoteric are definitely not hipster hop. 7L and Esoteric are fresh.
Well, that's interesting. That's why I brought it up, because I listened to the Cool Kids after reading that article, and the Cool Kids didn't sound to me any different than anything I've heard in, like, hip-hop, rap, whatever, over the last 10 years. It's... Besides a few examples, I don't see why they would be singled out, as opposed to like I don't. What is it different? Because they dress like a different world. Maybe is that like?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When we look at that, when you go over to heroestalk.com and go to the forum, or heroestalk.com/forum, and take a look at the hipster hop thread. There's like we have all the videos listed in there, or the videos are listed under one of the links that's in there, and it's like the fourth or fifth one down is where the Cool Kids are. So I never got that far into it.
Yeah, don't bother listening to any of that music because it all sucks.
I agree with.
More clues if you're a hipster. If you own records put out by Matador, DFA, Definitive
Done.
Junk,
there you go.
Discord, Warp, yep. Thrill Jockey, yes. Smells Like yes. Records, and Drag City, you are a hipster.
No Smells Like Records, but I have every record by every other label.
I got Matador and Discord are the only ones on there that I know.
Pavement doesn't count, right?
Thrill Jockey, you got no...
Who's Thrill Jockey?
You got no Trans Am, you got no Tortoise.
I do have Tortoise and Trans Am.
You got some Thrill Jockey.
But both of them were things that people made discs for me, so I didn't know what labels they were.
What if you own an Atari Teenage Riot record and an Atari shirt? I think they were automatic. A hipster, yeah, then, right?
I have neither of those.
You should implode.
I have an Atari.
What if you play tag in the middle of Manhattan and you're an adult?
Yeah, no, that makes you a moron. That makes you a total moron, I think, more than anything.
You're a hipster too if you frequently use the term postmodern, or as it's commonly known, POMO.
POMO.
As an adjective, noun, or verb.
Wasn't postmodern like a show on MTV after 120
briefly,
minutes?
Very briefly.
Oh, man.
So was liquid television, so I don't know what that means. Wow, this is so smooth.
Smooth indeed, my friend. You're listening to the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama on Hear Us Talk, the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. My name is Keith. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight and reliving some of these memories. Maybe you've heard them before. A lot of you, I'm sure, haven't. I don't like to call this a best of, because first of all, I think it's arrogant to call anything a best of. But also because I don't necessarily look for what I say is the best moments. Just some things that might be interesting to hear. And this upcoming clip proves why this should never be called a best of show. Earlier we heard some fighting between Chris and Brian at the beginning.
of an episode in July of last year. Well, this is going even further back, and I like to call this episode The Reason Brian Is No Longer Allowed to Drink in Chris's House. And I'm sorry, Brian, he's probably cringing because he always seems to cringe when we tell the story about the show, and now we're actually going to play some of the better moments from the end of the show. What happened is Brian decided one Sunday morning he was going to drink with the rest of us, so he brought some whiskey. I believe it was whiskey. I think it's always whiskey with Brian. And he started drinking, and by the time the third hour came, he was giving new meaning to the term hour three, which was a term we used to use for Chris, meaning that by the third hour, he was slurring his words, drunk as hell. But Brian brings a whole new meaning to the word drunk and to the term hour three. A lot of crazy stuff happened after this as well. I remember Brian giving marital advice to Chris and his wife right in the middle of a pretty heated argument they were having. And lots of other great things like that. So, please now, join me in a moment that certainly is not one of the best of Best in Show, but it'll definitely be interesting to listen to. At least for me, hopefully you think the same thing. On the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. Oh, and by the way, the quality on this is terrible, so I apologize.
I said it last week when you weren't here. Congratulations on being the Best in Show Eating
Champion. Yeah, and in the same breath, I think you said, I can take you, I believe, is what
right,
I heard.
I can.
I can, if any challenge. You sit down and you eat a dozen donuts in 2 hours? How about that?
Okay.
How about you can take me?
Okay.
Why don't we get 3 dozen donuts and see who eats the most out of the 3 dozen?
We did it once before. Brian is he's looking to flex some muscle. I gave him respect.
What was his challenge to you right now?
He just told me to eat a dozen donuts in 2 hours.
He could do that.
You should be able to do that. I'll eat
13.
You should have done that.
Okay.
Already.
Okay.
I'll eat 13 donuts.
I'll eat 13 donuts in an hour and a half next week here on Best in Show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my kid's coming into the room. And now she's leaving.
No, Brian just slammed the door on the door. Brian knocked her over and said, get out of here.
He's not very sympathetic.
Yeah, okay, I'll eat next week on Best in Show. I'll eat 13 donuts in an hour and a half.
You've got to kick his ass, man. You've got to kick his A.
Nah, I'm not going to do anything of the sort. I will say, though, when he started going that angle a little bit earlier today about me neglecting my kid for Warcraft, that's the line that don't get crossed.
I thought you were going to punch him in the face.
My kid line doesn't get crossed.
No, because you know why? He said it again like 5 minutes afterwards, and then I was like, oh my God, Chris is going to punch him out.
It's a shock jock. He has to get the reaction on the air.
You guys are talking about doing donut challenges, eating competitions. I'm thinking about doing a weight loss competition.
Yeah, that would be too healthy.
I should do that.
That would be way too good for anybody involved.
You want to do it? Do you just want to go me and you? Because I think like if I come back next week and I weigh more or the same, like you'll make fun of me and it'll be a good like motivation for me to lose weight.
I'd love to. I'll be honest with you. As much as I'm convinced that I could win the
You could win the weight loss competition as well because I think you have.
No, but it wouldn't. You would go by percentages.
I would think a bit.
You wouldn't go by playing weight.
Yeah, fat percentage.
Somebody's selling a My Buddy on eBay. It's the 1990 blonde-haired, blue-eyed version, but he's missing his pants.
Whoops.
It's for Vanessa. That's a My Buddy for Vanessa. I would purchase a My Buddy. I would love to purchase a My Buddy.
I got the whole screen up here.
Yeah, I don't want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed one. I'm not
with
airing.
No pants?
Well, the pants will be removed no matter what.
Do they have black My Buddies?
Yes, they did.
And we're getting a black My Buddy.
Oh, that should be
good. Luck. Find one.
I'll chip in for a black My Buddy.
My girl was actually on eBay the other day looking for the Love Boat, like a toy.
The actual boat?
It's the actual boat. It's the boat.
They had a toy?
Yes, it's like a diorama of the boat that you could put like people at the bar and in the cabin.
Is there any Gucci Gucci Goo?
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you're not going to like this My Buddy. He's got a bunch of freckles.
Freak.
He does. But you're my buddy, so.
That's another My Buddy for Vanessa.
Disgusting freaks.
By the way, in the chat room, Vanessa still has not put any pants on.
It's hot.
Awesome.
What kind of undies is she wearing?
Get that camera. Come on, no dirty talk with Vanessa. That's
I just want to know some undies. I just want to know the undies.
That should be the other rule.
I mean, she's the one talking.
No talking about
she's allowed to.
No talking about bad problems with kids. No talking about Vanessa's
pants. Here's the thing. It's It's not that it should be a rule so much as it's gross to listen to dudes trying to be sexy with girls.
Right. You should probably not let your producer drink. I think that's
no. When
that's
Brian says you, when Brian says you filthy girl, it does sound so
it's,
like gross.
It's not even
like
just
take a shower.
Even like any radio show, when a dude when you hear a guy trying to be sexy with a girl, it's really gross. Like
well,
I don't
with me,
hear
it's kind of like hearing a girl being sexy.
It's really not though. You've got a little bit of bass in your voice. If you went totally like you know la la like real high when you were doing it, then maybe. But it's really gross to hear. Like
I'm this close
just
to doing that right now.
Thinking about like a dude being aroused is just filthy and hideous. And
what are you wearing?
I'm hung like a pinto bean. I think this could work.
Terrific. Like if you look at like I was talking before about Pal Talk and stuff. Like and whenever I go into the rooms on Pal Talk. Half of them are like, it's some dude like, you know, sex guy 31 saying, hey, I love your eyes. You know, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, shut up. You're gross. You're sitting in a dark room crying yourself to sleep after your jacket, you monster. I hate you.
Don't forget.
I hate you, me.
They just been playing Warcraft.
But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear someone else being the gross me. That's what it comes down to.
You'd rather type it out.
No, I don't type it. I PM it. It's private.
I'm going to type one out, and then I got to go back to work.
Type it out. Yeah, it's disgusting. Listening to a dude be sexy is gross.
Caps lock.
Best in show radio. Listening to a dude being sexy.
Listening to a dude being sexy, it's gross. you want to talk about gross, the most disappointing thing I've seen in the world this week. Elizabeth Bernowski. Elizabeth Bernowski.
Gross.
She's at a... No, Bernowski. She's being ordered by the courts to pay $150,000 to the man that killed her husband.
She's supposed to be paid that?
She's supposed to pay...
She's going
to
pay that person.
The man who killed her husband... $150,000.
She's not in jail?
No, she did nothing wrong. The man that killed her husband has nothing to do with her other than he killed her husband. Her husband was a cop, and in 1958, her cop was killed by a...
Her cop.
Oh, my mistake. Her police officer husband was killed in the line of duty by Robert Zerinsky. Robert Zerinsky was jailed, but found innocent of murder, but convicted civilly of the wrongful death. She was paid he had to pay her $9.5 million, and he didn't have it, so he put $150,000 up. She got the $150,000, moved on with her life.
That's worth it.
That yeah, obviously, yeah. A couple
I
years.
I do it for $150.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever, that's all she can get. I mean, you can't get blood from a stone, whatever. Then they're saying now...
Can't get blood from a stone?
No.
You mean the murdering guy who you can't sue him for any more than he has?
Exactly.
All right.
But I mean, what could you do? He's guilty for non-profit, but I mean... Like,
I prefer you can't get blood from a turnip.
No, you can if you cut it the right way. Long ways. She got the $150,000 from him. And now this decision this week was overturned, saying that he should have never been on trial for the wrongful death. She has to give the money back to this guy now. She doesn't have the money anymore.
And she spent it, right? Because she has that the child.
She has a family. She's split it up. The money's gone. So now she owes money to the guy who murdered her husband.
She should sell her child for the money to get the... That's how I think it should work out.
I don't know how she owes the money.
Because
so
they
weird.
Gave her money and they're saying, oh, wait, whoops, we shouldn't have given that to you.
Whoa,
give it back.
Oh, no,
it's like
that's
immunity.
Not fair.
It's like a,
that's
a
not
like, reverse
diplomatic
immunity.
Shucks.
Bull Tinky.
Oh, did I just do that?
Yeah, it's the Curse Show here on Best in Show Radio. Shucks.
Did a... Wait a minute.
Timestamp it.
Wow.
If they gave you that... They can't give it back. They can't take it back.
It's immunity, but it's he's not there, the prosecution, not the defense.
It exists. It's wow. done. It's over. They're ordering her to pay back this $150,000.
And this guy's still in jail now, or no? He's off.
Wait.
What?
Is she white?
This guy. Yes, she's white. She's in.
She's not gonna have to pay. She won't pay.
Oh, okay, great.
She's not. It's not gonna. She won't pay.
And the NAACP.
He's black, right? He's black.
Yes.
She won't pay. Guaranteed. A week from now. the white woman's not going to pay.
You're listening to
man.
The Pinko Radio Hour here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com.
I don't mean to like
the NAACP card goes to
injecting like an avenue of reality in here, but I'm
she
sorry.
She shouldn't be paying, regardless.
Absolutely.
The man that's what's it doesn't make a difference what color anybody is. The dude killed her husband.
Fine.
She was awarded
the
money.
The letter of the law is such that he. All right.
The letter of the law is such that what?
I'm not saying that it's justified, but it's not going to happen. What? If the races were reversed,
what is the letter of the law?
She would have to pay that person.
What is the letter of the law?
No way, that's garbage.
What I'm saying...
If she was a black woman and a white guy killed her husband, there's absolutely no goddamn way she would have to pay him
back. I disagree. If she was a black woman and he was a white man, she would pay. In a week from now, you're going to find out that white woman is not going to have to
pay
that
black guy. Can I point something out?
Do you live on Earth? Honestly, I love you, Brian, but do you live on Earth?
I'm serious.
Time out. Breathe.
Because I'm...
Time out.
Control.
How about time out?
Totally taking over the radio show.
Holy crap.
That's not what it's all about.
I'm going to leave. I got to go.
You can't. Freddie left.
Okay. Are you familiar with a little guy by the name of O.J. Simpson who was found not guilty of murder but somehow was found guilty of wrongful death?
Why can't we all just get along?
But how was he allowed to be found guilty of wrongful death but this guy wasn't?
Why can't we all just get along?
That was actually a question that required an answer, not stupid talk.
Rodney King. That's my answer.
His quote.
I'm not making...
But how is Rodney King your answer?
You're saying, like, all right, if the...
I'm saying that if civil and criminal trials are two separate things and separate entities, why is that allowed to be the case and why is it not here? And your response was Rodney King.
I understand now the weirdness behind the segregation between civil and criminal laws. But, I mean...
Oh, we're going to bring Brown versus the Board of Ed into it now?
Obviously.
It's a technicality. It's white versus black. It's not a civil versus... No, I mean, she's...
Could you put together a coherent thought and say it? Instead of just being nonsense and rhetoric guy at this point saying it's black versus white, say something. Have a point and say it. If you don't talk.
I don't think I can, actually.
Okay.
At this point. I'm gonna have to flag out at this point.
You're a crazy, crazy maniac right now.
This is the thing that I've learned while I'm drunk. I cannot formulate a coherent sentence. I have learned
unfortunately, because you're drunk, you're not gonna remember it, so you're gonna drink again.
This is what I've learned when I was drunk. And maybe next week I'll be coherent. Probably not, but maybe.
I love it when you two go at it. I think it's the funniest thing.
What happened?
I don't know.
Transformers still sucks. I mean, I really did not. I wanted it to be a good movie. It was horrible. I was invested.
I understand.
Let's see if Brian can walk a straight line. Maybe we should do like a blood alcohol kind of thing.
I got news for you. I can go into the other room and get a blood alcohol content tester right now.
Do it, because he's crazy. What were they fighting about? Keith?
I'm actually pretty drunk right now. If I had to breathe into something right now, I'd probably, like...
Fail?
What do you mean if? I'm going to get it right now.
And in all honesty, you will too, Gravy. That's a pretty high mixture.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see Chris yelling at me as much as he's yelling at you. and I gauge that as the drunk factor.
Actually, he was pointing a shotgun at the door when you came back.
He just
happened to put it down.
That's not so much chemical than emotional. I have a feeling this is a really great show for the four people in the room. And could not be more annoying for everybody else in the world.
Nah, I'm convinced that we don't know what people like anymore. Although, the four people in the room don't seem to be there anymore.
They keep joining and leaving and joining and leaving. And still, no one on their webcams, by the way. We've called them out a good three times.
Why was there a kid on a webcam before?
Mr. Brooks stepped up to the plate.
Was Mr.
And
Brooks
showed his face.
The 5-year-old?
And then left, yeah, 30 minutes after his mother said, "Whoa, maybe you shouldn't be on this show."
Keith is going to blow into that.
I'm going to have Keith blow into it to temper it because I know he has had nothing to drink here today.
Can we compete?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've drank quite a bit.
I love that my blood alcohol level is 0.02 even though I haven't drank.
From last night?
Still?
Right, we've got
dude,
nine.
You got in at 5 o'clock.
I've got 9
yeah, but I
minutes left in the
then.
Show. I'm calling out for Zombie. Please, Zombie, call us.
No, Chris made him feel bad.
Give it here so I can see that just in case. I want to give it a blow and see what happens.
Wait a minute. What are you going to give it? Maybe you
shucks.
You actually
five, four,
maybe should
three,
have used your wife as the variable.
One, zero.
Yeah. Joy, you should. Use your girl.
I'm at 0.07 right now. I cannot.
Let me go,
oh, no,
go,
I can drive a car.
Let me go before you. Let me go before Bri.
You have to hit the button. It'll tell you to blow.
I think you might beat me, actually.
But he can handle himself a little better.
He's standing up with rock, paper, scissors all over it.
It's not a physical thing. It's an emotional, psychological thing.
I just farted into it.
I farted into it. 0.11.
Oh, shocky.
Your ass is drunker than his mouth.
Okay, I pressed the button.
Yeah. Don't hold it. Just press it.
I just pressed it once.
What does it say?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, your ass smells really bad, actually.
Keep on.
Can you smell that? Am I the only one?
No, it's disgusting. Really it's disgusting.
0.09.
God, you're drunker than me.
Damn.
Now what do I do?
You gonna hit the button?
Oh,
whoa. Is that awful? Is that not awful?
Get on microphone and say
sorry about that
personally.
Part. Sorry
this
about that
awful.
Part, guys.
This is an awful smell.
I mean.
Thanks.
It smells like Jaquarnar.
Hit the button. What does it say?
I feel like I'm going to be skewed because his ass is, like, leaked in with
I'm
my
sorry.
Mouth.
I can't. It's not making it.
Come here. Give me that. Okay, what does it say?
3, 2,
blow.
1.
3.99.
How come everyone else blew? And Brian's going...
I'm a 0.12.
No, you're not. Yeah, dude, you're blind drunk at this point. You're blind drunk.
I really am, actually.
And we had the same amount of drinks.
I'm really
you made it
I'm
stronger.
Really, I'm really drunk. I did actually make my drink stronger.
Oh, what are you? Why are you? Like, you're like a bartender.
Sorry, I should have called that out.
I can't believe he made his drink stronger than mine, and it's not even his alcohol.
I thought you wouldn't like it. You seemed like you wanted
that's
more
so messed
sugar
up.
Than alcohol. I'm sorry.
Are you driving home, bro?
Please. I'm taking the bus home.
Awesome. Yeah, no drinking and driving. We don't.
So what is it? 0.08 is the illegal limit?
Is the legal driving limit. I'm 0.07 right now.
No.
I'm 0.12. What's that mean?
I think pretty close to dead. No, I think it's like I think it's 0.24 I think is like when you will be in
I
a coma.
I can do this. I can do this.
You can break the record.
Come on.
You're almost double the amount.
I did 12 donuts. I can do 0.24.
No, he's not quite double the amount, but he's close to double the amount. But that's legally drunk. I mean, like a gentleman doesn't have to be legally drunk.
That's true.
I mean, legally drunk doesn't mean you're really drunk.
True. A gentleman, you don't know how drunk he is.
Exactly. Exactly. Fact of the matter is right
there's
now...
none of those in this room.
All right, fine. I should stop drinking. Can I have some of that, like Mexican... thing that you...
Whoa, all right, sure. This is crazy talk now. This is going into a total craziness.
Wait, is Brian asking me to smoke pot?
Yes, Brian's asking to smoke pot now.
Oh my God.
I didn't want to go home drunk.
You're a junkie.
I don't want to go
I just want to go home drunk and high.
Keith, have you ever been prouder of the show than right now? Have you ever been prouder?
6 minutes.
Of this show?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Ever been less proud than right now?
My chest isn't puffed all the way out at this point.
There was that Pi Kim Conant interview, so yes, we've been less proud. It's been worse. In the
was it really that bad? That sounded good.
No, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah, it sounded
good
from it.
I'm making jokes. I could say that because there's no recording of that show, so there's no way that people could ever refer to it. I can say whatever I want about that day.
So you choose to say that it was the worst thing ever rather than the best?
Yeah, because then people complain about not being able to hear the best. This way, at least I'm hiding the worst from them. I'm trying to think. We're getting close to the end of the show. I'm trying to get the 15 stories that I wrote out that we covered zero of. I thought maybe I might throw one or two of them out there. Oh, no. Did you do the...
We covered the helicopter story.
Elizabeth Roneski, Pascal Payette, blah, 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 Transformers the movie. I'm trying to think if there's anything good in here. Oh, a West Baltimore church this week that was going to be foreclosed on by the bank got burnt down and... And the insurance settlement covers the amount of the foreclosure and then some, so they're going to be able to rebuild a new church, even though it's been done on. On an unrelated note, Jesus is being investigated for insurance fraud at the same time.
He's a filthy little girl.
Yeah. The first Mount Olive Olive Free Will Baptist Church burnt down this week after it was going to be the loan was going to be foreclosed on. They're saying that the problem was like what?
Just saying if you got any music to play for the end of the show.
Oh, we got like another minute before that has to start, right? What, we're not going over today? We're not going long with the drunken ramblings
today?
Look,
I'm down with an after show.
Why does it have to be after?
Because we've got 4 minutes for our 6 minute music presentation.
6 minute music? Who said 6 minutes?
You know what? I've totally like dive on the show. What you had a topic that you were talking about that couldn't wait until next week.
I don't even understand what's happening at this point. I'm gonna go put some music on. I guess we're gonna end the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to put some music on.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Cocky socks. Steamroller.
Yeah, make light of that too. Do what you can.
Yeah.
This is Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
I can't anymore.
It was good having Brian on the show for these few months.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's right. It really was.
It wasn't.
It was torture.
1-2. Come on.
It was torture.
Where's the competition?
Brian should be drunk every week, I think. No, Chris?
Yeah, that's what I want. Bestinshowradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face.
Who is your daddy? Any requests? I actually have a wide and various. I'm a veritable jukebox. I'm gonna play something weird, and wild and fun for any listeners that happen to be waiting and listening.
On.
The mic is on.
I said to you, because you had to go have a cigarette at that second.
Oh, you were giving me a chance to smoke. I'm sorry, I thought I was the producer and I had to like make the music happen.
You were supposed to leave. It was done. It was
I'm
over.
Totally
it
done with clear. Leaving right now if you're gonna let me. Totally.
Let's let everything be left. Let's end it all. There's
no,
this is not in the air. It's being recorded. There's no after show. There's no nothing. Let's end it.
Seriously, you've got like an audience in the chat room that's waiting for an after show.
Okay.
I mean, I can end this. I can make this happen. I can.
You could put that together. You'll be able to produce that. That's unbelievable to me.
At a 1.2, high five.
Brian will have a coherent thought.
I wanted to do an after show. You started screaming about how you had to have a cigarette. So I said, you know what?
No, you're absolutely right.
So
I should have ran
so
out.
So I said, forget it. We won't do an after show. Forget
no,
it.
No,
it's over
you
and done.
You told me we're doing an after show. You want to leg wrestle about this? I will totally Indian leg wrestle you.
Whether you believe you can or cannot exert some sort of physical force
donuts.
Over me would not have add any sort of weight to your argument.
Donuts. 8 donuts? 12 donuts.
This is where we're doing an after show for stupid talk. Thank you. Thank effing you. You're 100%.
What did he just say?
He was just doing the theme song to our old stupid radio show because that's what this has become.
Oh, really?
That's what this is right
oh,
now.
Oh, no. This is good. This right now or what we just did?
All of it.
Sorry. I mean, you're right.
No, we're talking about April.
You know what? I do have to apologize for my performance over the last 2 hours.
It's fine. It just...
This is what I've learned.
The moment...
Granted, that was a weekly thing. That was a bi-weekly thing. No, that was twice. Bi-weekly means every other
drum. Right.
That was a twice a week thing.
The thing is, dang. Here's the thing. Give the double shot to make up for it. The moment that story got brought up, we're talking about the woman getting paid. It just turned into craziness when you just started talking about Rodney King for some reason.
You know what? That was me. That was me being a retard.
Like, what in God's name just happened?
No, you're right. That was me being a retard.
Yeah, and that's where the confusion came into me.
I missed that black and white fight you guys were having. Who's for the blacks and who's for the whites?
I'm always for the whites.
White, okay.
He's always,
I'm always
for, the
for the blacks.
Obviously.
I got it.
They fight over this commercial all the time. Chris
what
why are those white dudes chained up?
I don't know what commercial you're talking
about. The Washington Mutual commercial.
WAMU commercial.
What's up? Someone's coming in the room.
Should I redirect?
What's up? Yeah, we're still recording. It's okay. You can come in. Oh, sure.
She is
daddy.
On camera.
Natalie, you want to be on TV for a second?
You want to come be on TV for a second?
I've taken over the musical accompaniment because everyone, just literally, after the show was over, everyone bolted.
Is this from the Super Mario Brothers theme? What is this?
There's something wrong here. They're really stuck.
Oh, look at Chris being a good father.
Until I break it.
I totally want to drink that.
As he's killing a toy.
Did that just light up?
What's
Is
the
there
matter
a light
with it?
Inside
yes,
that
it
thing?
Lights up.
What's
for happening? For the people that are not watching this live, it'll be terrific.
Show
for them
to the camera that I'm all tripping out at a 1.4.
There are two fish stuck together here. Oh, no. Those two little
That's
fish.
That's a design.
No. Fine, fine. Don't. She doesn't need to be held back. Don't worry about it. Her parents are here. They got it covered.
High five.
Is this music?
What is this?
I'm trying to like.
This
you're
all,
the.
This is all
you're the
horribly
taste
stuck.
Maker.
I have no idea how to get this
I
on. I want to
make sure I'm not giving every one of our audience members a headache.
Too
audience
late.
Members get a headache every week from Sundays from 11 to 1.
Get
on
a
the podcast.
I don't know how to get this on stuck. These three fish are all stuck.
You know, strangely enough, we have more members in our chat room now than we do ever during our actual show.
Still stuck, huh? You gotta keep shaking it. So, please take this down. Please take it down. Do I have to beg?
I'm making it happen for you.
Have you ever been as drunk as Brian is right now, Keith?
1.4.
Oh, yeah.
So the
I've been climbing. Drunk. I've been drunk.
The discussion earlier was, who, the telephone book ripper? Of course. We had a discussion right before we were talking before, and I said, you know what, I wish you wouldn't, but you do whatever you want. As long as you don't affect my family and it's just affecting this room, drink yourself to your heart's content. That's all I care about.
I just want to
enjoy yourself.
I
go
make
get go
this radio show the best thing that it could possibly be.
Well, go get some vodka. Get some vodka.
So what was he saying?
There was a little discussion about he was pointing out that you should be close to as drunk as him. And I don't know. I just don't want you are an experienced drinker, though, are you not?
I am, actually. I've been drinking for 35 years.
Are you 35 years?
My mother had a very high alcohol content.
See, silly talk. Stupid talk. If we're gonna have some sort of after-show show, I don't want it to be stupid talk. Let's talk like people.
Look, I'm not a big beer drinker or a big wine drinker,
right.
But I like the whiskey.
How long
can I say?
How long have you been drinking?
13? Maybe 12 or 13.
No, probably 13, more than that.
12 years old.
Okay.
Drinking, like, hard.
Okay, so okay. That's reasonable. It boggles my mind that you are as drunk as you are right now.
You know what? Early morning vodka drinking catches you by surprise no matter how experienced
Honestly,
you are.
Honestly, I haven't drank a lot because of my ear infection for the last, like, 6 weeks.
Okay, that's
that could be
okay,
it. Maybe not you.
Not drank.
Let's say,
I
early morning vodka drink all the time, and I have no issues.
Dude, you're sprawled out across the floor by 2 o'clock sometimes.
Sometimes.
Literally.
Sometimes.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, early morning vodka drinking can destroy you.
No, I mean, you have a good point. I haven't drank in in a long time as a result of me being.
It's a lot more. It's a lot more the quantity that you're drinking and how much your body is used to taking in than the time of day. I think
it's been a good 6 weeks since I've had like a hardcore drunk.
So your tolerance is down, and you're really a little girly. You're a cheap date right now. You're a cheap date.
I could definitely bang Brian. 1.4 You've got to be like a 1.1
Brian would definitely have sex with me right now.
Give him the breathalyzer again. Give it back to him.
I'll take a drink before I blow into it.
I just want to see where I'm at. Because I feel unbelievably sober at this point. Don't even think twice about it.
Me too.
You haven't had anything, Keith. You've been drinking water and Red Bull.
I haven't had any Red Bull, actually.
Really?
All I've had is water.
Are you jonesing if you don't have an energy drink? Do you like jones in the morning?
No, I haven't had energy drinks. Just Sundays now. Yeah, I used to drink them every day. And
I'm a .06 right now.
Let me have that again. I want to get rid of that, too. It's killing me.
It's like I haven't even had anything. I drank myself a nice... I had one big glass of vodka and a couple of beers.
I had two really big glasses of vodka, but I did a whole night of drinking last night. So you
probably have leftovers from yesterday on top of
it. I'm sure.
Is there any activity going on in the chat room? People are still here listening to this? God almighty. God only knows why. I'm really bummed out that my kid's toy doesn't seem to be working. I want to take the thing apart.
What was it? Fisher Price? She called them.
Garbage.
0.00. 0.00.
There you go.
Here we go. Fred is blowing into the breathalyzer. Who cares?
That means before I got that point, too, because fumes were coming off of Brian and Fred.
Yeah, see, I got into a whole thing like, hey, maybe this is why. But the thing is, it's because Brian hasn't drank it well. Because I was thinking that Brian was kind of like, maybe he's like an amateur. Maybe
actually,
he's like
I stopped drinking. Ever since I started losing hearing, I got scared. Like, really scared.
But he drinks hard liquor. That's the thing.
I just shot
whiskey
up 2 points.
What are you at now?
I was a 0.09. Now I'm a 0.11. But I'm sure Brian has shot up too.
Okay, hit the button.
Keep hitting the button until it goes 5, 4, 3, 2.
There
one.
You go. So
I shot up 2 points in about a half hour.
You're 0.02 of a point less drunk than him.
Why
don't you just blow? Instead of like breathe.
Haven't you heard today's show? He does.
Okay, here, look. Brian.
He's deep throating the thing.
Do this.
Blow.
Don't go.
Brian's doing
some sort of sexy blowing.
Yeah, but no, he's
trying to turn it off.
Hold on. He sticks it in his mouth. Like
here you go, Brian.
Trying to make
Brian,
it work.
3, 2, just blow. What? Why are you? You can't blow.
Blow's drunk.
Can I see it?
I got a point one two. Whether I blow deep throat or shallow,
I'm just making sure.
It's the same.
Yeah, I don't think it matters because I think the breathalyzer you actually.
If you recognize, if you're going on a cop's breathalyzer, this is a stupid thing bought at Brookstone.
I don't know if it's gonna work.
I
have to stop our like roller coaster at this point. Vanessa's complaining that we're just talking over each other. It's a cacophony of sound.
That's why this is the after show. That's why this is the after show nonsense.
I can't believe as drunk as he is, he got the word cacophony out. No problem. What is this playing?
This is Cornelius playing Free Fall. I think it's Vanessa's complaining about
What's with the insistence of blasting the music every time someone talks about it?
I think Vanessa's complaint is that the music is awful and sucks and I should turn it down.
So where do we go from here? How's the train wreck end?
I think,
are we going to do a test right now and try to test to see if people can learn when they're drunk?
More alcohol, actually.
You have any tests?
What kind of test would you like?
I don't know.
What's the square root of 49?
7.
See? Okay. You passed.
I'm awesome, dude. I'm awesome, bro.
Slusho.jp. /SWF _.SWF
.batch.
Would you guys be would you
1-18
would you guys be offended if I deleted this entire thing?
No, I wouldn't. No, not at all.
Because this is painful. No point to this. Stupid show. Stupid people. Make it louder again. There you go.
I forgot how drunk and crazy Brian really was until I just listened to that. You're listening to the Best in Show Radio Monday Memorama on Hear Us Talk. My name is Keith. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Back in August of 2008, we had the first ever live Hear Us Talk event It was to hear us talk Labor Day bash. Our friends Ron and Nadine loaned us their backyard to have this party. A lot of listeners came by. We had bands and lots of fun. A good time was had by all. Anyway, at the end of that show, our good friend Jay Miller / Monty Love, who is a frequent guest and caller on our show, stopped by to talk to us, and he and a guy named Terrible Tim, who I'm sure you've heard mentioned on our show as well, who performed that day at the event, decided to settle the little media war they were having at the time, the Staten Island media war, on our show. So this is the final clip for this installment of the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama.
Oh, thank the Lord. I look across and he snuck in. I didn't even see it. Joining us here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk, it's our buddy Jay Miller from Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller.
I woke up so late. I didn't even see all these people are here. That's so weird. Hi, everyone.
You heard?
What's up, buddy?
This is so weird. First of all, I thought you guys were going to look so funny, but you guys look great.
Look at this.
Am I the only one who thinks they look great? Like,
yes. You guys you do. You're the only one.
Great or missed?
You look great.
What do you mean?
I think Keith looks great. You guys are so defined.
Are you talking about the tanning?
The tan looks so good. Are you Vanessa?
Yeah.
Wow, this is so great. You guys look great. Wow. Gravy, you look great with a tan.
I went to a show this Thursday. It wasn't on.
You didn't go to nothing.
I didn't.
Now I feel silly that I'm not tan.
Do you guys... I guess we have some dirt on you.
There's brochures right there.
Do you guys don't think you look good?
If by good you mean pale, then yes.
Jay, look at the tan lines. Look at the tan lines.
Let me see. Wow! Oh, my God!
You guys...
You don't think you look good?
I looked unbelievably tan yesterday.
And then you showered?
No. I looked pale when I went home and looked in my bathroom at myself, and I was sad, and I cried. And
no, you look great. How do you look without a shirt on? You guys look more defined.
Chris, take it off. Chris, take off. I look diesel. I think that's the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Chris's stretch marks are beautiful now, old dog.
Did you wear a bikini top?
Yeah.
Wait, you can actually see it? You can see that the bikini top...
Yeah, I can see. Of course I can see.
You want to put it back?
You guys can't see, no?
Yeah.
I feel like I won some sort of prize. I can't believe that you guys heard.
I can't believe you have Terrible Tim here. What is he, has he been on the mic the whole time?
Well, let's put this out here. Oh wow, he's showing pictures of me in a bikini to myself. Well, let's be honest.
I'm sorry I came so late. If you guys have other stuff to do at your 9 minutes, feel free.
No. We're excited to have you here. We're excited to have you and Terrible Tim here, because let's lay this down on the line. I understand a lot of the people who are listening here on the magical mystery that is the internet don't understand some of the local heat that has been going on. It's not a lot of the local magic that has been going on involving there's some sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Jay, what's the word I'm looking for?
Nonsense.
What the nonsense? Some of the nonsense that has been existing between you, yourself, Jay Miller, Star. Hey, don't touch my nipples. Jay Miller.
Why should today be different than any other day?
Jay Miller, Star of Stage and Screen, host of Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller, and Terrible Tim, the fine artist who's sitting next to you.
Artist? Is he considered an artist?
What? It's like art.
Here we go.
Headphone change.
For those who don't know, Terrible Tim... Am I allowed to curse?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Okay. Terrible Tim has been writing songs about cum and duty for about 20 years now.
Yeah! Come on! Cum and duty! Yeah. Cum and duty, guys! Come on!
Is there a better description, or did I pinpoint it?
Well, it's been 13 years, and Terrible Tim manufactures an eclectic wide variety of flows to suit every taste.
Right.
You know what? Come on.
About common duty.
Right. Well,
that's one of the things I write about.
Flows.
What other flows? What other flows do you have?
I write on varied topics. Right now, my new focus is on the Ganas cult. Because Ganas kicked me out of the ETG bookstore. I went there, and Steve the hippie and his played out poon eggless hen partner said, "Terrible Tim, we don't want you here." I said, "But I emailed the Ghana's .org, and they said that I'm welcome back here." And he said, "No, you're only welcome back here to drink coffee."
Wait, what?
Does anyone and here? I said, "Where's the love? Where's the
I
love?"
I have no idea.
Hold on. Does anyone here speak retard? Because we had no idea what was just said.
Well, I think what we're getting down to, we're getting down to some brass tacks, is that
Jay Miller said was very poignant, and it points out the ignorance of Staten Island. They have no idea that we have a cult, a brainwashed cult, that exists right here on Staten Island. They're on Corson Avenue. Everyone's oblivious to it.
But why does this bother you?
A brainwashed cult here on Staten Island, Sunday mornings, 11 to 2 p.m., best in show, bestinshowradio.com.
I thought he was talking about Guido's.
Well, first of all, they won't let me play at their open mic. All because I wrote a song about their cult.
Thank you.
No curse words, no profanity whatsoever. They can't take a joke. Much like a lot of other people.
It's much like you who can't give a joke.
Much like a lot of people that I know can't take a joke. They start a conversation with Terrible Tim, and then they start wilding and blowing up the spot when Terrible Tim responds. Where's the love? No love.
True.
Can I ask, do we need to go third person the entire time?
Yeah.
Just like you're a dude, you're hanging out, we're friends. Well, look, we're friends, we're here, we're hanging out with each other, and just so you can say what's going on.
Do you know the word I?
Me?
I and me. Do you know those words?
Somehow I think
Let's
so.
Move on.
Well, Chris...
Here's the thing about Tim. Tim likes to attack, but if you go personal or ask him something about himself, he doesn't want anything to do with it. Try and ask him a personal question. Ask him what his favorite food is. He'll freak out.
Jay Miller drew First Blood.
Because
this terrible Tim conversation.
Because I asked him what his favorite food was, and he freaked out. Like, I manufacture food.
Well, just so you understand.
At the open mic show.
Carrots are personal.
At the open mic show, Jay Miller decided to isolate and persecute Terrible Tim and ask him what his two favorite facts about Terrible Tim.
I will tell you what my favorite food is.
He didn't ask other people what their any facts, personal facts about them. Where's the love?
Because why is it so wrong that people want to know something about you? Nobody knows anything about you. I'm asking you a personal question. What's your favorite food? What's your TV show? I'm not asking you how many girls you have sex with.
But Jay Miller specifically isolated Terrible Tim and did not put that requirement upon the other performers at the open mic.
Hey, Jay Miller, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Have you been brainwashed by the Ghana's cult?
I have not.
Oh, where did this song come from? So excited about that.
Well, I think the heat that you were
no, but then, but then
about.
He gets mad and he wants to write songs about me that you know that I love cum and
wait,
I love cum, but he won't leave me alone. He won't leave me alone. Like I love.
Let me go to the Ghana cult for a second.
Wait, guys, wait.
They were talking about me. See, he won't deal with me. I'm sitting right next to him.
I'm done with you. I spoke on you already,
gentlemen. This is like McNeil Lehrer. This is Sunday mornings. We're trying to get things straightened out here. You guys are just talking like maniacs all over the place.
He doesn't want to face me.
Wait, oh, no.
I addressed the Jay Miller question.
Tim, please. Jay, please. You guys are out of control. We've got to take this. We got to slow this down a little bit. We need people to understand what we're talking about. We're not making a joke out of this. We're trying to seriously address the issues here.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
Come on his face.
As a button. Truce, right?
you guys might be a Ghana's cult member right there.
You guys are gentlemen. You guys are artists. Okay. You guys need to accept the fact that each of you maybe has a vein of creativity that does not necessarily jive with the others.
Yeah, the main vein.
Terrible Tim's willing
guys.
To...
Wait.
Terrible Tim is willing to peacefully coexist.
No, just say I. I'm ready.
You're asking too much.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, see, he can't talk about himself. And he can't face me. I'm right next to him. Let's bring it up now. These people on the radio don't know what this is about.
Can we settle this?
What this is about is you keep writing songs about me loving cum, and you put it on the internet every single day.
So
you're obsessed with me.
You don't love cum? Is that
no, I love cum. But
delicious. So homophobic, Jameis.
All right, let's...
Well, that's my problem with him is that he's very homophobic. He doesn't realize that he's writing songs about, like, his attack songs or that you're gay. But what if I was gay? So what would be wrong with that song?
Your Chicago Bulls!
Oh, sorry.
That music.
Well, Tim, what was the song you wrote about Jay? You wrote a song about Jay.
Hey, that's a nice
to
shirt.
Start this all off, right?
Wait, hold on, Tim.
I wrote a total of 2 songs.
Can we hear a song about Jay?
Tim,
maybe?
Could you get an acoustic guitar and actually perform one of these songs?
Let's
for
hear
the
a song
right
about
now.
Jay. What did you write about Jay to make Jay so mad? Let's hear it, Tim. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on,
Timmy.
Let's hear this man an acoustic guitar.
Why do we gotta rush into the song? Terrible Tim is kingpin.
Listen to the crowd.
Play
listen
the song.
The people are calling for it.
Play that song. Come on, Tim. Hey, but Terrible Tim.
They cared at least 7 times. They said it 7 times. Play the song. That means a lot.
But the crowd should understand that Terrible Tim's not finished kingpinning over here.
Okay. Kingpin.
Wait, what?
He is a thesaurus, ladies and gentlemen. That's where these words come from.
Woody Harrelson.
Where's the love? The crowd is always demanding this, that, and the other thing.
Where's the
when
love?
When are they going to show Terrible love? Tim some
but
love?
But what love do you want?
Play the song, Tim!
If you lay it out on the line, make your case by performing your acoustic stylings and proving to the fans here. You got an unbelievable crowd here that wants to...
the guitar!
These people, they don't go to a Terrible Tim show. They don't buy a Terrible Tim CD. And when I say to the crowd, hey, let's hear a Jay Miller song, they give me this blank expression. Like they're brain dead cult members from Ghana.
I'll play the song. I'll play the song.
You'll play it.
Why can't I play it?
I see an acoustic guitar right there. Get that acoustic guitar right over here.
I'll play the Jay Miller song.
No,
but
hold on. That's his guitar? I want someone to smell his guitar. Because it's the... Will you smell it?
I don't know. If I have to?
Tim, go ahead. You'll play the song.
I'll play this song, but I want to... All right, listen up. I'll play this song.
Look at that.
Listen to the brother.
We've totally lost control of our show, by the way.
Listen to the brother, man.
Hello.
I love it.
Hey, guys, everybody listen to Tim, guys. Everybody listen to Tim.
Listen to Tim.
Listen to the PA off?
Listen to the brother, man, not the other man. Listen to the brother, man. You want to hear the Terrible Tim J. Miller song? Yeah!
That's the crowd. The crowd.
Even Jay Miller wants there. He's applauding right there.
Tim, I must be weird. It's applause. I know. It's weird to hear. It is applause, though. It's not booze.
That's spoken by a Jay Miller apologist. But I want to...
Believe me. There's an orange one.
I want to really hear some love from the crowd. I want to really make me believe that you want to hear the Jay Miller song. All right.
Well, play the song!
I'll tell you what, that was even less enthusiastic than your last applause, but I'll do it anyway.
Oh, he's going to do it. All right.
Even though you're not showing it the right love, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, build it up to nothing
right,
and let's
go.
Do it.
Here we go.
You talking is worse than playing. Let's go.
This is great, folks.
Jay, do you feel like you brought a gun to a knife fight here?
This is one for the show. We're doing 2 for the money later.
Yeah.
It's
Chris is wearing a bikini, by the way, in case nobody knows.
Jay, do you know the words?
Yeah, I do.
Can you sing it?
Jay Miller,
will you sing backup vocals on your Jay Miller on his Jay Miller song?
I'll let him start, and then I'll jump in.
You'll do backups.
Look at how much Jay hates Tim. Like, he can't even look at Tim. Look at you.
I can't look at him, not because I hate him, but he's gross. Who wants to look at him?
Come on.
His socks are on inside out. Come on, wait.
Wait, stop. Let's hold on here. Ladies and gentlemen, please. A moment of silence. You don't even have to be that close. The musical stylings of Terrible Tim.
Yes.
Is my voice going to carry to you?
I don't know. Will it? Try
Let's
it.
Hope not.
Testing.
This is professional.
All right, I got to do a quick mic check. Look out, motherfucker.
Check. No, it's
here
perfect.
Here comes a Terrible Tim. Relax your anal muscles. I'm sending it in. Are you going to hold the whole time? The Terrible Tim's going to make your asshole bleed. The Terrible Tim will shoot you up with his seat. You got it?
Yeah, that's his mic check. That's his professional mic check.
Thank you. So, guys, what's happening in other news?
I'll tell you, just because God is against Terrible Tim doesn't mean you have to be. That microphone went down. The last time I tried to play here, it rained.
Wow, it's like no one likes you.
Go ahead.
Or like real life.
All right, I'm going to take it up a key higher.
Thanks, I got it.
right. Here we go. J. Mill is back on the scene. Break out the jumbo size Vaseline. J. Mill is back on the set. J. Mill the practice is toilet sexa. J. Mill is up in your asshole. Your doo-doo can't get to the toilet bowl. J. Mill is up into your bung. Your doo-doo's all over J. Miller's tongue. J. Miller. J. Miller. J. Miller. J. Miller. J. Miller. Now what about this stuff? Homosexual. Whoa, holy shit. J. Mill, now what about that? The shit eater who wrote the book on scat. J. Mill's a pain to your ass. He gets more doo-doo than a Porto sand.
That's true.
J. Mill's a septic pest. When it comes to eating doo-doo, you're the best. J. Miller, da-da-da-da-da. J. Miller, da-da-da-da-da. J. Miller, da-da-da-da-da. J. Miller, da-da-da-da-da. J. Mill, your throat's kinda relaxa. J. Miller, relax your larynxa. J. Mill, you got to be queer. You swallow semen easier than beer. J. Miller will swallow your jizz. His throat contracts from the peristalsis. J. Miller is not one to gag. He'll take as much of your cock as he can. J. Miller. Da 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 da. J. Miller. Da 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 da. J. Miller.
This is gonna be the theme for your TV show, right?
J. Miller.
Hey, thanks everybody for coming out to Best in Show.
Yeah, Best in Show Radio.
We're not done. We got fans. We got tryptophan. We got DJ New Style with Jervery. The Humans. The Headlocks. The Church of Man Love. It's going to be tremendous. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We love you. Tonight, today, it's amazing. The Apartment. MyTalkShow.com. Thanks to everyone for being here. Steamroll. Roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio next week.
Jay Miller. Jay Miller.
Terrible Tim Nation! Terrible Tim Nation!
Brilliant!
Terrible Tim Nation! TerribleTim.com! I want all my peoples representing! Alright! Alright!
Captain Caveman!
I'm good, Tim.
Thanks for hanging out, everyone. This has been the Best in Show Radio Monday Night Memorama. The DJ New Style Show live Tuesday night, 9 to 11. Best in Show Radio live Thursday night, 9 to 11. On the Heroes Talk Radio Network. The thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
Still working in the lab late these nights with eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says,
"How'd you get here? Don't be a laugh. DJ3 got a monster app.
You've gotta shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. Igor, you idiot.
Yes, master.
Bring me some vocal cords. I just want to hear him speak, and tonight the storm will reach its peak. Connect electrodes, turn on the power, we operate within the hour. The kites went up without a hitch, then Igor screamed,
"I'll pull this switch!"
The boat came down, his head went zap, now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. I've given you a voice, now rap for daddy.
Well, I shot a million bolts into my brain. Now I'm ready to rap like a runaway train. If you get in my way, we're bound to clash. Cause I'm the same dude that did the monster mash.
That's my voice.
Shot my body, body.
So I invited the zombies, creeps and ghouls, and turned them into rapping fools. Drac woke up from his nap, said, "Teach me how to monster rap." You gotta shock the body. Shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. Igor, you fool.
Yes, master.
He's breaking loose. We've reached a goal undreamed of by science. Listen, he's going to rap again.
I got holes in my neck, a flat top head. I'm 8 feet tall and I'm back from the dead. You see, I can break rappers down the tears, cause I've been monster rapping for 100 years. They all light up the torches, chain me to the tank. They do everything, trying to track me down. but they can't keep up, they can't compete, cause I got to rap with a monster beat. You see, north, east, west, and south, I'm the cat they call Monster Mouth. When I party rap, I control the room, I can get the werewolves howling at the moon. You see, I'm big and bad, scarred and mean, I'm the cool rain child of Dr. Frankenstein. I said, a rap, rap, another zap. Can't stop the rapping now.
He won't stop rapping. Strap him down, Igor. He must be heavily